Wow, we got strong signal. Did you get new internet?
Testing, testing. No, I guess my kids aren't YouTubing.
Oh, that's weird. I'm
It's
usually
very unusual.
every time we come on, I'm usually in the red with you.
Need to boost up my internet.
Yeah, I think I need to too.
Bastards charge me an arm and a leg.
Do I sound clear?
Yeah, you sound
Do you?
fine.
There's no muffling.
I hear no muffling.
Oh, that's good. You sound a little sick.
Yeah, I got a little bit of a cold going on.
Yeah, so do I. Is that why
So
you're not at the con?
that's one of the reasons.
The other reason is you had to take care of the kids.
That's another reason.
You had to tie them to the pole out back, and you can't leave them unattended with while
Yeah.
they're tied to the
Well,
pole.
I'm supposed to look out every hour on the hour to make sure they're still alive. Yeah,
You throw them a carcass out there.
see if they need any new bones to chew on. No, and the other reason is I go to like so many cons. Like there's so many cons in the Chicagoland area, and I pretty much go to all of them
Yeah.
that I kind of I get all my like for a 3 day one I go on Friday when it's the least busy and just get everything done on the one day.
But you didn't go on Friday because you were working.
No, I did go on Friday after I worked.
Oh, did you? But that was like when it was ready to close.
No, I took Friday off. Like I took a vacation day on Friday.
And then all hell broke loose. I
Yeah,
know
but
what that's like.
there's still stuff I wasn't able to finish earlier in the week, so I had to do it quickly in the morning because the con didn't start till 11.
Oh, so you didn't miss much, or
No, I got there a little bit after 11, so
so you didn't even go yesterday.
I did not go yesterday.
Man, you're a wuss.
I saw everything on Friday.
No,
Saturday is
you could never see
crazy, man.
everything. You could never see everything.
That's true. I'm sure I missed some stuff.
I swear, I could go to a 4 day con and I miss stuff.
Yeah, I guess it's unfair for me to say I saw everything.
Yeah.
I would still get things out of going the additional days. That is true. But I'd rather use my con cards on to go to the other cons that exist in the area, so
Like Heroes Con.
yeah, well, that's not in the area. But you figure already. So I went to Dan Con already. That was like a couple weekends ago, which I need to talk about. I went to C2E2. Then I think the next one is CAKE, which is the Chicago area, Chicago Alternative Comic Expo. Then there's a local con that started up here that's actually turned into a big con, the Lake County Con. And then I got Heroes, and then I got all the hotel cons, and then I got Mighty Con. So I have so many freaking cons. It's crazy. It's awesome.
Yeah, that's
Awesome
awesome.
crazy.
Awesome crazy. I'd be there though. But how far are you from that con?
Like an hour.
Oh, so it's still a ways.
Yeah, I gotta
It's
drive
like
into the.
if I had to drive into traffic into Denver, it'd be like 1 hour and 20 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's about an hour. And then you gotta pay for parking and everything, so. I mean, it's not a big deal, but.
Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about that. Before let's talk about our dream segment, our
Oh,
new
yeah, our
Geek Grunts dream segment.
dreams.
So I had a weird dream the other night. Usually I dream about numbers and work and programming and come up and I wake up in the
Solving
morning and
problems.
it's total, well, 80% of the time it's nonsense. 20% I actually solve something in my dream. The
Well, and
other
eighty
time I
percent.
wake up and I'm trying to intersect realities, like there's equations and shit that just doesn't make
Yeah, I
sense.
was gonna say the other 80%, you figure stuff out in your dreams, but then when you wake up, you realize it doesn't make any sense in the
It
real
doesn't
world.
make, yeah, I'm like, what the fuck did I just dream? And some of the times it feels like I didn't sleep. Like I really don't detach and it feels like my mind works.
Yeah, it's
That
busy.
sucks. Sometimes when that happens, I'll wake up and then read a comic and then I feel just fine. But the other night I had a really good dream. I think it was Friday night.
Do you ever want to charge your company for the hours because you were working the whole night?
If that was the case
You'd
and I got overtime, I'd
be
be a
rich.
fucking rich man. The whole previews catalog, everything, even the toys in the back section.
Do you have just a bundle for the whole book?
Yeah. I'll just take the whole goddamn thing. That's right. But the other night I had a really good dream and it was weird and I don't know why it happened other than I saw something on Facebook I think before I went to bed, but I dreamt that my parents bought me a birthday gift and they were flying Bob Layton to talk to me and we
Nice.
just were around the table at dinner and we were talking comics the whole time. And it's weird that it's Bob Layton because I love Bob Layton, like from the Iron Man and the Valiant stuff. But he's like not like my favorite. Like if it was Jack Kirby, that would have been like a hell of a
Right,
dream.
there's
But I
other
would have,
creators, yeah.
yeah. There's other creators that I would have. But I think it was because I posted a Bob. I follow Bob Layton on Facebook, and he had said that he had had a good discussion with Van Lente. I mean, not Van Lente, Venditti, who's writing XO, and Bob Layton did, XO as well. It's interesting, Iron Man and XO. A matter of fact, I bought a t-shirt last at the one of the cons that was an Iron Man Bob Layton, and it's distinctively the Iron Man armor that is my favorite, Like his era of Iron Man is my favorite. But yeah, it was such a weird dream because nothing really happened, but it was like a dream where you're having like a natural conversation with somebody about comics.
Nice.
And it was pretty cool. And then last night I had a pretty fucked up dream, but it was like right before Barb came to bed. And it might be what we talk about in the movies, but I was like hearing voices like, and I always freak out when I hear voices because I can't hear very good out of one ear. And I have tinnitus, which is like a constant ringing, but I can sometimes hear stuff in there. And I was sleeping on my good ear and I was hearing stuff. And I was like, I woke up and I was like, Barb, Barb, what are you talking? Who are you talking to? What's going on? And she's like, I'm in the bathroom. Shut up. Why are you screaming like a madman? And she said that she turned on the TV, so I might have heard the TV, but I don't know what I was dreaming at the time. But I was talking, so I don't know what the fuck was going on. But let's talk about your dream. Your dream is weird, man. Like
Yeah, my
I can't even comprehend what that means. It has to do probably with tying your children to to a post
the
in the
post.
back.
Yeah, so I was cleaning a floor in one of the rooms of our house. I don't even remember which one it was. And I
Which
saw that
is already weird because you don't clean.
yeah, rarely clean.
You have a whole DVD video on that,
About
like
how to avoid
how to
cleaning.
avoid cleaning and make other people do
How to get your kids to clean for you.
it.
Yes, how to get other people to clean. Step one, have children. Step
What
two, don't feed your children unless they clean. Step three,
you
read
want?
comics. It's a simple plan. Yeah, so I was cleaning the floor, and I noticed there's like little larvae, like maggoty looking larvae things. So I was like, son of a bitch. So I had to squish them.
But they don't squish. If larvae doesn't squish very easily, depending on how big it was, I mean, how much of a mass they were. Was it a
Yeah.
big mass or just
No,
a
they're just like
larvae?
a couple here and there.
Like little fly larvae,
Yeah,
or
something like that. Just little ones.
yeah.
So I was squishing them. And then I was about to squish one when I noticed it was actually a little bird. Like, just about the size of a fingernail, so just like a little tiny bird. It looked kind of like a parrot. It had like a parrot beak on it, but it was kind of like it wasn't colorful. It was just like white.
Yeah, it's like a demon head,
So I was
demon.
about to squish it. I'm like, oh wait, that's a fucking bird. So I pick it up, and then so I was holding it in my hand, and I was trying to find some place to put it. I'm like, where do you put a little miniature bird? I can't put it like in a jar because it'll die. And you can't put it in a cage.
You could put it
So
outside.
I don't want to get away. Because my theory was that there's lots of these little birds, but no one has ever noticed them. And I was the first person to notice that they're actually birds.
And they'll name them Bomers.
And then I was freaking out because I couldn't figure out what to do with this damn bird. And then I woke up.
You wanted to be like the discover
Yeah,
something.
I discovered the first miniature bird.
The Bomer bird.
The bummer bird. That was fantastic.
And you've heard it here on Geek Brunch.
Yeah, copyright.
Copyright the Bomer bird. So if you, we'll come after you with our lawyers if you claim the Bomer bird. It's a miniature maggot that looks like a bird.
Yes. I have to figure out a story around that. I did have another dream like months back, but I'm
But it
not going
was
to
a
tell what
wet
that
one.
is.
Yeah, it
It
was
was a
wet.
cool, yeah, it was
Yeah.
awesome. No, it was a cool idea, but I don't want to give it away because I'm going to use it in a story someday. It
Oh yeah.
was a good concept.
I wake up with some of those, but it's weird. It's like they stay in my mind for like 20 minutes after I wake up and then they're gone.
I
Like
know. I know it.
if I don't sit there and like jot some ideas down, they're done.
Yeah, I forced myself to write them down because too many times in the past I'll be like, "Oh, that's such a great idea. There's no way I could forget that." Then I go back to sleep, wake up. Ah, oh, I have no. What was that good idea? No idea. Son of a bitch. Why didn't I write it down? Then I hate myself in the past. You bastard! You're so lazy bastard. You couldn't write it down.
All you have to do is write it down, and
Could
you could
take
have
2 minutes to
been
write the damn thing
a
down.
yeah. You
Son
had
of
the
a bitch.
idea of Jurassic Park before it
That's
happened.
right. $1 million idea gone.
Yeah, Star Wars was
Just
yours.
because I'm too
Damn
lazy to write down, regenerate
it.
dinosaurs
Dinosaurs.
from whatever mosquito
Mosquito blood.
blood. Son of a bitch.
So let's talk about some of these cons you've been to. I haven't been to one, but I have gotten a couple commissions.
I saw you're
Have
posting some
two
commissions.
Velen commissions. One is the Batman and the entire Outsiders, and then one is the Freedom Fighters. Also, they come in like little cards, but you could assemble them into one big 8.5 by 11.
Yeah, I thought there were cards.
Yeah, and I have another Batman and the Outsiders by Mike Schwartz, which I've seen. I've seen the pencils on and it looks amazing. He's supposed to finish that one up. And I have another one in the works, which I don't know where it's at yet, but I don't want to say what that is yet because I don't
Yeah.
know if it's going to happen.
Secret one.
It may or may not happen. Yeah. But it is kind of cool that I've been able to get some, even though I haven't been able to go to any cons. I got Denver Comic Con coming up. But you know what? There's not a lot of people that I know that I use. Like, I was hoping, like, Mike Grell would be there so I could finish up my Warlord and
Right.
maybe get a John Sable sketch as well. Because he's usually affordable. He's in my range. And I usually can get two. Like, one on Saturday. He's pretty fast. Like, when he says he's going to do it, it's done by the end of the day. There's, like, no fiddle faddle. So like if you order it on Friday, you'll get it Friday. If you get it on Saturday, and he'll tell you if he has to roll it into the next day, because I've already had like five of them from him. But yeah, I don't know what this year's gonna pan out because every year scares the hell out of me because the prices just go up.
For the commissions.
Yeah, well, like Sholy's always goes up, and I don't know where he'll be at when I get there.
Yeah. Well, I mean, just be glad that you got the ones that you did, I guess.
Yeah, and he's got a big book now, so it
Yeah,
might drive his cost.
he's a bigger draw now, so he can charge more.
I wonder if he'll just give me a loyalty fan fee, like you've been here every year since the dawn of
Yeah,
time.
frequent customer discount.
Yeah.
You should get that. You should ask them, hey, do you have like some kind of card or something?
Yeah, do you have some punch card?
You should have just, you should have done like one of the first years you got a commission, you say, can I just pay for like 10 right now? And then every year I'll just collect them.
Yeah, but that would be dumb if something happened.
Yeah, then he doesn't,
Yeah.
he drops out of the industry and
Yeah.
Well, you pay on delivery.
I like that. And I've been doing that lately, and I like it. But these are like non comic book convention commissions, so.
Right.
But you have to have a rapport with the artist for them to even know that,
Know that you're gonna be good
yeah,
for
that
it.
you're good for it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They have to know you. The people I'm getting commissions from, I have a lot of commissions from them, and I've
Right.
dealt with them in the past, so.
Yeah, I did get one commission from at C2E2, but it's one where I requested it like ahead of time from the artist.
What'd you get?
I got a sketch or a commission from this dude who named Gain Allen Darrow, who he's a local Chicago guy, and he brings out like one comic a year at the like for the cons, although he didn't have one this year. But I've always liked his stuff. I've talked about some of his stuff on the show before. Like he had one let me try and remember. Actually, I want to talk about one today, but let me see. His one, Theodore E. Bear, was one of his, and I can't remember the other one. Anyway, I just had him do one based on the world that he created in this new book of his. Well, that came out last year. It's called Professor Phineas Hobbes' Shop of Oddities, and it's kind of like this fantasy world with dragons and monsters and stuff. So I basically told him I just wanted him to do something in that world. And he did this awesome sketch, or not sketch, this awesome page for me. I'm trying to grab it off the shelf here.
Scan it in.
I can't scan it. It's too big to scan. I can take a picture of it though. Let me get my phone. Son of a bitch.
What is his name again?
Gain, Gayne Darrow, as in
Gayne Darrow.
Darrow, as in what's his name? Darrow.
Professor Hobbes' House of Fantasy?
Shop of Oddities.
Shop of Oddities.
He's the why am I blanking on his name? Who's the artist? Darrow.
Jeff Darrow?
Yeah, Jeff Darrow. He's Jeff Darrow's nephew, I think, or something like that. Where? Oh, I know where.
I'm
I gotta figure out.
just trying to see what his art style is, just on
I'm trying to take a picture without reflection. It's gonna be impossible. Oh, there we go. I did it. I'm a genius. This is not gonna have the detail I want. Oh, well. Good enough.
I see the one picture of him in his profile pic where he's sketching on the board and there's like a monster on the window with underwear. And it's
Okay.
like Godzilla versus the metallic Godzilla.
Okay.
But that's the only thing I could see. Like I can't find any from the book that book.
Yeah, he has a really crappy internet presence. He said he's going to be updating his website, but he said that in past years too.
Yeah.
There's some people who are just not like great people on the internet, which is strange, but
'Cause that yeah, it's strange because it's making you more marketable because you will attract somebody that likes your stuff.
okay, I'm going to post this on the
It's got the
Facebook.
adventures of Theodore Bear, Alamo Buckaroo.
Yeah, Alamo Buckaroo, that's the other one. Okay.
But I don't see the one you're talking about, and I'm looking at his own Yes, it is like Jeff Darrow.
Yeah,
Jeff Darrow does Shaolin Cowboy, right?
he does a
He's got a
similar
very similar
detail.
pen work. It looks very similar. Did you say he's his, what is his relationship? His uncle? What?
I think Jeff is his uncle. For Heroes. Why am I writing Heroes? Son of a bitch. A Heroes on the brain.
Yeah, he's got a style very similar to Jeff Darrow's, but I could see you liking it. He does draw beautiful women, that's for sure. It looks like he's in the fantasy realm, though.
Yeah, it is fantasy.
And that's kind of a genre that.
It's kind of fantasy, like steampunky, some of his stuff.
I like steampunk. Fantasy, I can't say I don't like. I just don't gravitate toward it. Like, I got one of those. I signed up for one of those loot crates.
Yeah, your loot crate experience.
I was like, I got fantasy month, but I knew it going in though. Like, I knew what I was getting. I just didn't know. I thought, well, maybe I'd get an exclusive comic or this or that, and I got a box of junk. It came with like a bow tie. What am I gonna fucking do with a D&D,
Have both
like
a
a
D&D bow
playing
tie.
bow tie? It came with an inflatable crown. Like,
What's
I
on the
could.
bow? What's on the bow tie?
I don't know what's on the bow tie. Do you remember what's on the bow tie? Little dicks, it looks like.
Is a D, and there are six.
There's six
Six
dicks
is
on there.
six
It's
dicks.
like you roll a six. And then
Inflatable crown.
inflatable crown, which I don't
You
understand.
can use that for. You can give that to your niece or something.
And then a t-shirt, which is okay. I'll wear the t-shirt. Like, it's nothing I know about, but it looks like a cool dragon. So at
Right.
least you get your money's worth because you get a t-shirt.
Yeah, a
You
dragon
can't lose
t-shirt.
your money there. And then it comes with some Game of Thrones, which I haven't watched.
Oh,
Magnet.
fantastic.
Magnets. Do you want them?
Sure.
I'll
Game
take
of
them.
Thrones.
I'll take
Fantastic.
them to the. It came with a thumb drive, like a really miniature Game of Thrones thumb drive. And I can't remember what else it came with. Oh, a Harry Potter luggage tag.
Can use that for Heroes.
Yeah. But have you ever tried to use luggage tags on your luggage? They don't last very long. Like,
I've never used one.
they go through bombardment and then they get ripped off. Like
Yeah.
that Harry Potter thing, it would not make its way out on your luggage. Maybe just put it there for pretty, and then once you put it, you're on the luggage rack. Take it off, and then put it back on when it's gone through.
That'd be awesome for you because you could have that, and then people will come up to you and be like, "Oh, Harry Potter, awesome! You like Harry Potter?" And you'd be like, "No."
Yeah,
They'll be
I'm
like,
gonna
"Oh,
take
okay."
out the trash real quick. Never mind, I'm not going to take out the trash. Barb's making eggs, and I need to get room for her. And I started throwing away comic supplies, and I didn't pack it down, so it's like the trash is really full.
What's it full of?
Full of
Comic
like,
supplies?
well, you know
Packing
how,
material?
well, comic supplies come in bags, right?
Yeah. All
And
the yeah,
I buy
bags.
hundreds of them, so I put hundreds of
Hundreds of
bags
bags.
that the bags are in, and then the boards come in a plastic wrapper with another bogus board around it, and I threw them all in the trash and didn't pat it down, so it's like the trash looks like it's full, and there was no place to put the eggs. Those little amoeba eggs or maggot eggs that we're eating today.
Some delicious robin eggs.
Yeah. So, you got a sketch?
Yeah, so I did get one. I threw it up
Facebook?
on the Facebook. And there's a secret Easter egg in the picture. Well, actually, in the photo, if you zoom in on the photo, you can see my comic boxes or reflection of my comic boxes in it.
I thought it was gonna be your junk. I thought you were gonna say.
Secret dick.
Oh, that's pretty
If you look
cool.
closely.
It does look like that ape has a little dick.
I
He's
think
got
that's.
something going on there. Oh, is that the head of somebody else?
No, it's just the mountain in the background.
Oh.
But
It
if you.
looks like a little dick. It
Yeah,
could
if
be.
you look, you can pretend it's a dick.
And
It's like a secret dick.
he's got like a he's like on roller skates, the turtle,
Yeah,
or on tires.
turtle is on wheels, and he's got a seat on his back.
Yeah.
Then there's an awesome dragon.
That's a pretty drawing. Yeah, he posted. He's got a fucking phone now. This guy's like, he can post shit on his phone.
Dance straight.
I'm not used to you having technology.
It is odd. It is odd. I fought it for a while.
Yeah. Do you like it, or is it impeding in your, is it interfering with your life?
Did it take over my life? No, it's been okay. I'm not on it all the time yet.
Yeah.
Not yet.
So what else did you do? You're at C2E. Did you see Alan?
C2E2, I did see Alan. Yeah, I saw him at the con. Well, the first person I saw was Renee
Yeah.
from, what is his podcast, Inner City Geeks or something like that.
Yeah, the movie one.
And then, so I saw him, and he was there with a friend whose name I don't remember. But I talked to him for a little bit, and then he was off taking pictures of cosplayers because that's what he does. That's his
Yeah,
thing.
that's his thing, yeah.
And then, yeah, I was trying to get hold of Alan, and he said he was out in the lobby area outside the floor recharging his iPod or iPad. So I went out and found him. He was sitting there relaxing. So I saw him at the con, and then there was a thing after the con I saw him at too. But I guess I'll jump to that. So after the con, there was a thing called the Indie Comics Expo that a couple of guys here in Chicago, they have a little publishing thing called King Bone Press, where they bring out a few books. Anyway, they were having this thing where there was a couple kind of like a couple of rappers, like nerdcore rappers, I guess. That one dude, Adam Warrock. I don't know if you've seen him before.
No.
He raps, but he does kind of like nerdy rap. So
Kind
the
of like Kirby Crackle
yeah,
and
like a Kirby Crackle, but rap, like a rap Kirby Crackle. He's really good.
super ugly. He's
Yeah,
a
like a Super Ugly.
yeah.
So that was good. And then they had like a probably about 10 comic people who were selling their wares. And then they had a couple
Part of the
pant.
convention or somewhere else? Like,
Is that a bar that's near the
oh.
convention? It's like a bar rock, like where they have like rock shows and stuff. And they had a couple rooms reserved in the place. And then there was a couple panels that were hosted by Wendy Freeman from the t somewhere in the t she's some part of the Taylor Network of some sort.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about. I don't listen to her podcast, but I know her.
Yeah. So they had a panel with a few local Chicago comic book people, and then she interviewed Ed Brisson. And that was okay, but it was kind of hard to hear because it was like in the bar, so there's people talking and
Yeah.
eating and
I
drinking.
like that guy, though. I like his work so far.
Brisson stuff, yeah.
Yeah.
I like some of his stuff, but not other stuff.
Yeah, what haven't you liked or doesn't come to mind right now?
I didn't like Sheltered or Shelter or whatever it's called.
Do you really stick with it long enough? Did you read the first trade or did you jump off of number one?
I read the first arc.
Okay, that's legit then.
Yeah, it just wasn't.
I'm just saying that writers today sometimes don't hit stride until at least three or, you
Yeah, it
know.
takes a while for it to gel
I don't
somehow.
agree that it should be like that. I know the way it is because there's been books, I kid you not, that I have read the first issue, canceled it, and then my second issue, you know how, because you pre-order, the
Right,
next
you.
one comes in, and the next one comes in, and you're like, holy shit, why did I quit this? And then I'm writing an email, please add this to my list.
I was wrong. I was
I
wrong.
was wrong. That's more of the case for me than it is the opposite.
I can usually tell if I'm going to be into something from the first one.
Yeah, you're different though. You read different than I do.
Yeah. Yeah, and I can, I don't know, I could pick like just the sometimes I can just tell from the combination of how the story is being told and the art if I'm gonna like it or not.
Yeah.
So even if the first one they may not give like a lot of the story away and it might be confusing, but I can tell that it's going somewhere and if I'm enjoying the way they're telling the story. But if I'm turned off by the way they're telling the story, then I know I'm not gonna like it even if the story gets better.
Yeah, I haven't read Sheltered, to be honest with you, yet, but I've read some of his other things and I've liked it. But I
Yeah.
have it. Matter of fact, it just ended.
It did just end
And I have every
recently.
issue unread. Can you believe that?
There you go.
That's a
See,
damn
you were
shame.
waiting for it to finish before you started reading it.
That's
So maybe you'll
right.
like it more than I
That's what
did.
drives Barb crazy. Because she's like, you buy these monthlies, but you read them like a trade.
But I need to get the trade. And you say, "You don't understand me at
You
all."
don't understand. How long have you known me?
It's like you're a stranger.
I have a problem.
Yeah, but Ed Brisson seems like a cool dude, so. And I
Yeah.
did like Murder Book that he did. That was his first thing. And I think I like something else that he did too, but I'm blanking on what it is. So anyway, yeah, so that was the thing after the show. And I picked up a few books there, which I should have brought my box. I should have brought my box in here so I can flip through and see what I got. I got a couple of interesting looking books, so I'm curious to read those. Yeah, and I don't remember offhand. Oh, I got one that was called Gary, which is about the Green River Killer, who was like a serial killer in the 80s or 90s or
Yeah,
something.
didn't they already have a book called The Green River Killer?
Yeah, I think there have been several. So this is another take on it.
Yeah.
But the guy was there. He's selling a few of his books, and it looked interesting, so I picked that one up. Then I got another one that's like a Eastern, like I don't know if it's ninjas or something, or maybe like a samurai story that looked pretty interesting. Like it was a trade. And then I got another one. I don't remember what it's called. Very ill prepared I
So
am.
you bought most of your stuff from this indie thing then.
I did buy a lot of stuff from the indie thing, so that was good. The only stupid part, and this was the event organizers' fault, but it's probably something they didn't foresee. I don't know if they didn't check out the space ahead of time or what, but they had like most of the comic book creators were on like this upper platform, kind of like above. So there's like the stage where the performers were, and then there's the floor where the audience stands, and then above it there's like a raised thing where you can
Yeah.
watch the show from. So they had all the dealer tables up there, or the artist tables up there, the artist
And if
alley.
they can, and they could
No,
collapse because of weight.
I mean it's strong. It's strong enough to hold. I'm sure that's where people stand, like during shows and stuff. So it's strong enough. It's a permanent platform type thing. But the problem is, well, there's two problems. One, when the performers are performing, it's awful hard to hear the. It's hard to talk to the artist when there's rappers rapping
Yeah.
and music blaring. And the other problem was there was no lights up there, so it was like it was almost pitch black, and all the like it in our indie artists were like using their phones, the lights on their phones to like hold over their comics so you could see them.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like going to a comic con in the dark. It was interesting.
It's like Daryl Taylor. He walks around with his eyes closed. Yeah,
That's how he experiences a con,
that's right.
huh? He would have been right at home. He'd say, "What do you mean it
You
was dark in there?"
mean it was dark? This is the way I like it. This is my natural habitat.
Was perfect. So that was the after show thing. Now the con itself, so C2E2, they had it in the same room that they had it last year, and I think maybe the year before, which is this giant room. The major publishers, I think, were all there. Was
Yeah.
DC there? Probably.
They don't usually go to those things.
Yeah, maybe DC wasn't. Marvel was there. Image was there. Avatar is always at the Chicago ones because they're local. Or semi-local. They're Illinois-based anyway. Valiant was there. So all the... Most of the companies were there. And there's
You know
tons
what I'm
of...
so stupid though is like I knew you were at the con. I should have had you get me that Valiant comic. I forgot that you were going to be there.
Oh, did they have an exclusive one?
Yeah, I think Daryl's got me covered, but it was an exclusive J.K. Woodward.
Ah.
Yeah, Bloodshot.
Nice. Yeah, there's a few dealers selling exclusive. I think they do that at every con, the exclusive stuff.
Yeah.
Man, variant covers are getting to 90s proportions.
They're past it.
Beyond.
They're way past it. 'Cause like if you just look at the solicits for Marvel and DC, it's rare for a comic to come out without a variant.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the rarity. You're like, "What? Well, all these comics have variants. What's wrong with this one?
Hey, why is this
They
only one thing?
canceling it? What's going on?" I'm okay with it. I don't care.
It's fine.
I understand the collectability of it. I just the variants I get are usually
Artists that you like.
or artists I like or the ones that cost the same. Do you know what I mean? They're the same
Yeah.
price as the regular, so I buy both of
Yeah. And a lot of times, if there are two, then I usually get the variant unless I like the main cover better. Just because, why not? Just because
Yeah.
I to su support the variant.
Some collectors too though are like anal, like I have to have all the cover A's because that's the primary cover or the cover B's, do you know what I mean?
Not
But
really.
sometimes they're themed, like Avatar. Like if you want all the torture or all the what do you call it? The ones that we like now with
The
the women deco, art
fantasy or
deco,
whatever,
yeah.
yeah.
Fantasy art deco or whatever. Those ones are starting to look really good. I mean,
That's nice.
but then I pick and choose, and then they don't look good together. Do you know what I mean? You either should go all in or
Yeah, but I mean, it's not
start
like you're
mixing and
gonna.
matching, and it's weird. It looks weird.
Do you mean it looks weird? Are you gonna like line them up
But
on
like
your floor?
if you're looking
Or through the box?
through the box and it's got like Art Deco fantasy, Art Deco fantasy, ooh, torture, Art Deco fan, oh, wraparound. It's just weird. It looks weird. Like the got what the one two that I switched on, and I wish I wouldn't have, but I did, is the God one. I forget what it is. The Avatar,
Oh, God is dead.
God is Dead. I used to get the symbolic covers. You know, the one with all the weird images, like the circles and the squares, and they mean something.
Okay.
But now I switched to the fantasy girl or the enchanted covers, and I should have just stuck with the ones that I had because it just looks weird.
If you say so.
You don't care. You don't even buy covers. You buy the first issue. It doesn't matter.
I don't even understand, but that's fine. I mean, I understand it conceptually, but for me, I could care. I just want the better looking cover. And honestly, I don't care what cover anything is.
Your clothes don't match when you go to work, do they?
My
Like you
clothes?
don't care. Like you don't care. Yeah, you could have like a
But no, my
pinstripe
clothes do match, but I don't have to have like a theme for the week. Like if my Wednesday doesn't
pants.
match my Tuesday and Thursday, I'm not like
Okay, so you're
pissing my
okay.
pants.
Your Monday's okay. If you're dressed like a dragon on Monday,
That's right. If I'm fantasy on Monday and then I'm torture on Tuesday,
torture on Tuesday, you're going to
torture Tuesday.
Patreon.
Yeah, I'm not upset about it. I'm flipping through previews to find Avatar. I want to see what the. Oh, I wanted to. I couldn't. I didn't know what the symbolic covers is, but here, yeah, I see it now.
See it. I'm stuffing my face.
And some of these, they got, yeah, like the avatars, they have like nine different covers to choose from each month. There's six, five or six. I remember back in the day. I used to
Well,
collect the
what
Dead
happened
World
there?
from
Are you there? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Your kids are on the internet again.
I know I'm gonna go kick my kids off the internet. Hang on.
He's got sensitive internet, Barb.
Make a burrito
Yeah. Blame it on Barb.
on her device.
Not guilty.
Don't know what it was. My kids were not on their computers.
And as part of brunch, I feel like I can eat on this show because this is Geek Brunch. And I'm eating a breakfast burrito with sausage, salsa, and green chili. How about that?
Hey, you know what I had for breakfast?
What?
I had eggs, some veggie sausages on the tortilla with salsa.
Veggie sausages?
And veggie
Well, it's
sausages.
very similar. Are your eggs real?
Yeah, real eggs.
Oh, so you do kill the birds.
I don't kill the birds. I kill the birds, cut them open, and take their eggs.
You take their eggs, they take their children.
Just take the children. Eat their children.
Yeah.
So
I
I
didn't
had
know this egg thing, though. That surprises me. I thought you just hated fish.
Oh, that I hate eggs.
You hate eggs, too. It's like Steve Martin. God damn these eggs! When he's killing these cans. It's like, he hates these cans! And the jerk.
Oh, the jerk, yeah. I figured it was the jerk. I need to see that one again. The jerk. I don't think I've seen that since, I don't know.
A good movie. It's a timeless one. So anyway, what were we talking about? We're talking about covers.
Yeah, covers. Oh, I was saying, I don't know if you heard this before I got cut off. Back in the day, I used to get Dead World from Caliber, whoever published it, and they used to bring out like two covers. They'd have the regular cover and then the gore cover. So I used to try and get both of those.
Yeah.
But that was only two. That was like two, only two covers, and that was rare that a comic had two covers.
Now everything does. Now it's rare that a comic doesn't have two covers or more.
You have to have more for some
I
reason.
like it though. I like it. I like the when they're the same price, I like the ability to choose.
Yeah, that is nice. You get to pick your own personalized cover. So I was talking about C2E2. So yeah, and then Artist Alley was pretty big, was nice and big too. And they had it actually spread out, I think, a little more this year, so there's plenty of room to walk around. And I think the artists liked it because they actually had a little bit more room behind them, so they weren't like back to back with the person behind them, which is nice. My one complaint is that as the years go on, it seems like the comic sections get smaller and smaller, and the entertainment and other dealer booths get bigger and bigger, like more and more. Because I swear, when I first got there, I was walking in, and you pass by a couple of, at the front. They had a couple of like a smaller press. They have the smaller press, or the not smaller press, the publishers area. They always have that, of course, at all cons at the front. But then beyond that, it was like lots of booths with toys and clothes and fantasy stuff and whatnots. And I'm walking around. I'm like, where the hell are the comic books? I can't find comics.
Yeah.
So eventually, I figured out like the corner that they had the comic book dealers, but there really weren't that many comic book dealers that like compared to what there have been in the past or that I've seen at some cons. So I was like, son of a bitch, man. The comic dealers are
And
shrinking down.
they become more popular though. There's more and more people as it becomes more multimedia.
Right. Yeah, the cons are getting more and more people. And I
That's what
understand.
that's why Heroes in Baltimore are awesome because they don't do any of that celebrity stuff.
Right, so it's
I
just
mean,
the.
it's never been that way. And I don't think they're going to ever change.
Yeah. So I think that in terms of the comic side of it, I think I like Heroes more because Heroes has more dealers and has more. Yeah, you can have one. And has more
One cracker?
one mini donut. Half. Oh, son
No,
of a
no. Don't eat half a mini donut.
bitch. They're children. They can't handle a whole mini donut. No, yes. You heard it here live. I approve of one whole mini donut.
Yeah, I'm sure Daryl's ready to kick your
Was
ass.
like one.
One donut,
The whole
you eat
box.
the whole box of mini donuts. That's what they're meant
You can't
for.
eat one. It's
They're
one
my
serving.
size.
It's good to eat just like one mini donut. That's the perfect size for a refreshing snack.
If you saw this burrito, you wouldn't be able to finish it.
I do pretty good at burritos. Although sometimes I eat half a burrito.
I don't think you'd be able to finish this.
What's Barb doing to you?
You need a quarter of a burrito.
Is that burrito as big as your head?
That's bigger.
So my other complaint is that
You were in the dark.
well, that was a different con. But Artist Alley, it seemed like most of the Artist Alley people were artists and not comic book creators. Like, there weren't a lot of comics being sold. And there were a lot of comics being sold, but like a small percentage or a smaller percentage than I would like to see in Artist Alley. Where it seems like at Heroes, it's a bigger percentage of people are selling comics.
So it was more a commission type thing work.
Yeah, commission type stuff, prints. They did have a good number of creators there, like bigger name creators there who were just signing stuff and not selling stuff.
Huh.
But like in terms of like for me, in terms of buying comics from creators, the best con that around here is the Chicago Alternative Comic Expo, where that's all just individuals selling the comics they made. So you go there and you have like, I don't know, 200 or 300 tables of people selling their comics. So that's what I like.
That's what I prefer.
So
She
that's where I
seems
go.
really itchy, doesn't she? Late this last day, I was talking to Barb. Harley's scratching a lot, and we got her like on allergy pills.
I think it's allergies.
Well, she had allergies, but the pills seemed to help at least for a while, and now she's reverting back.
She's built an immunity.
So you came home
Overall,
with a
oh,
stack of comics.
what's that?
You had a pretty, like, at least 10 comics.
Yeah, and then I did find one quarter. There was one quarter 25-cent comic booth. So before I headed back to my car, I hit that one up and got a bunch of stuff. Oh, I did end up getting some spawns too from like $2 boxes to fill in some holes in my collection. I'm getting close to a complete run.
To present?
Yeah.
You mean you're still getting it monthly, or?
Well, semi-present.
What, 1998?
No, into the 200s.
I started back up on it.
Yeah,
Just got.
I should start pulling it regularly. So overall, I enjoyed C2E2. There was a lot of people. Man, the biggest line I saw was for Scott Snyder. That man gets a crowd.
Yeah, I remember the days before, like when he was doing Detective, and you could just walk right up to him, you know?
Yeah.
Nobody cared, and then till the like Batman New 52 launch.
Yeah. They were smart though. They put him, I think they put him and I think some other like bigger name people on like one of the far sides so the line could be behind their table instead of like blocking other tables. So it, like the line looped around the back of his table and then they had like an like a whatever. What are those things? Like a queue type thing. That they could people could wind through and line up could line up back there. I thought that was really smart
Did
'cause I've seen
you line up to see any big creators or no?
no. No. I'm not really into that as so much.
Catch them while they're not popular.
Yes, catch them while they're unpopular. I did I should give a shout out to I saw two creators who are local Chicago area creators who brought out a comic called Pax of the Low Country. Don, I can't remember how to pronounce his name, I don't know, Cardelius or something like that. And John
Did you say card shit?
Card
You said card
Cardinius, I guess that's the last name.
shit. I'm sure he appreciates that.
And John Dudley, Cardenas or something like that.
Cardenas.
And yeah, so they just brought out the third issue of their self-published book. So I picked up that and talked to them for a while. They're good guys. I've read the first issue of that a while ago, but I haven't read the second or third one yet. So that will be good.
Yeah.
Yeah, lots of cosplayers though. Tons of cosplayers. It was fun. And I have to hear how Saturday went because I know Saturday, like compared to Friday, is well, it's like Heroes is, I mean, all cons are the same way. Friday, you have a pretty decent crowd. And then Saturday, it's like three times the number of people that were there on Friday.
So the only people that you really saw that you knew were Alan and Renee.
The other people I saw were, I did meet some other people there, and I saw some people who I've seen before and who I follow online, but I'm don't have real close relationships with.
Oh. Yeah, I would have been there today. I can't get enough con. I just it's like a mystery vinyl. Like you open it up and there's something new. Like I or there's some new deal, like there's
Can't
some
not
new
do it.
hardcover you saw on the last day that you didn't see the days before.
Yeah.
Or there's some indie creator that you walk by and then you see their stuff that interests you and you didn't see it before.
Right, that's it. I'm going. See ya.
I think it has to do with too that I spent a lot of the time away from the con. Like the lunches and the dinners and the, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think if you're going, Like, I think it's different if you're going to like an out of town type con as opposed to one down the street. Where, I don't know, for some reason. Yeah. I mean, maybe it's different just because I'm going for one day, where when I go for one day, it's all business. But if I'm there for 3 days, then it's more casual,
Yeah.
relaxed. And I kind of wish I was there yesterday because I know Dean Stahl was there yesterday. And another guy I know, Ross, was there yesterday. And one of our listeners, Kyle, was there yesterday. So it would have been nice to see those guys, but so it goes. They fucked up. They should have been there on Friday. They should have blown off work like the rest of us. And this is the. Are you still there?
Yeah, I
Okay.
was finishing the
You're
last
just
of my
eating.
burrito.
Right. This is the first year when I got to the con. The l parking lot I usually park in was full, so I had to go park in the cheap seats. First year.
The cheap seats.
Yeah,
You
I
have to
had to
take a
park in the.
shuttle bus to where.
No, it was a walk. It's just a further walk. It's like a lot. It's a outdoor lot that's farther away. It's not bad. I call it the cheap seats because it's actually cheaper to park there. But it's not
Yeah.
like the other one's like a attached building parking lot. So it's very convenient. But that just goes to show you the popularity of these things.
Yeah.
It's filling up quickly. There was a lot of people there on Friday. For a Friday.
Did Dean have a table, though?
No, I don't think he had a table. He was just
He was just there, huh?
there. Yeah, I didn't. It would have been good to. I still never met him, so it would have been nice to meet him in the person.
I think you'll see him at Heroes, I think. I've lost track of who's going to be there anymore. Michael won't be there. That'll be weird. That's his hometown.
I know. That's funny.
Well, that'll be really weird.
No, Micah.
The one person you could always guarantee would be there. But to tell you the truth, sometimes he wouldn't even go to the con. Like he
Last year, I think he went like an hour.
last year he
Oh,
didn't go to the con. He said, "Can I borrow your bracelet?"
yeah, he just
And
walked in and walked out and left.
we like Barb wears hers like really loose. So she was able to take off hers and then try to put it on Micah's hand, and Micah's hand was too big, so I was like getting ready to bust.
So it's just like over his fingers.
Yeah. It was so funny. It's like I'm wearing my bracelets right over my fingers. I'm wearing it as a ring. Or like, you know, like what it looked like was brass knuckles. You know how you have brass knuckles? He had
Just
his
holds up
like
his fist, like,
his
yeah,
holds up his fist. I could go in now, motherfucker.
I'm going in.
Yeah. So I was looking at this website, and there was a couple of movies. It was titled "All the Upcoming Films That Aren't from Marvel and DC." And you know what? The one that's being worked that surprised me, that I was really happy to hear, is the Abattoir. That was a good movie from a good comic from like Radical Publishing. That was scary as hell.
Really, they're making that into a movie?
Yeah.
Wow.
They had Archer and Armstrong, which we know is in work, but it's pro who knows what's going to happen to it with the recent announcement.
Was the recent announcement? I don't know if I heard
Uh,
the
they're
recent
they're
announcement.
launching Bloodshot, and then Harbinger, and then another Bloodshot movie, and another Harbinger, and then it ends in Harbinger Wars, and it starts in 2017. So I don't know what that does, and it's
Okay.
exclusive with Sony, so I don't know what it does to Archer and Armstrong or any of their other properties.
Yeah, Archer and Armstrong, I would see being at the bottom of the list. I'm surprised. What about EXO?
That one you think would be at the top, but I think it's probably financially the most expensive to do.
Yeah, it is. That's some
Uh, with
special
spider
effects.
aliens and the ships and
And
the
morphing armor.
historical. Well, if you do it right, you want to do the historical stuff
Oh, yeah,
too.
the
You know what I
Visigoths.
mean?
Yeah.
That could be like a Braveheart big kind of thing, some battles with the Romans, you know? The other movie, they said Area 52. I haven't heard of that movie. It was by Brian Hoberlin. A
The comic?
sci-fi is yeah, it's a sci-fi Image comic. You may or may not have read that.
I don't even remember that one.
I've heard of Beasts of Burden. That was the Dark Horse Jill Thompson thing.
Oh, they're doing that.
Yeah, this one I know you've heard of. I haven't read it, but I'd be surprised if you haven't. Black Hole, Charles Byrne.
I love Black Hole.
That's in the works.
They're gonna do that? That's trippy.
Yeah.
Oh, that'll be fantastic.
Bloodshot, which we already talked about. Breath of Bones, that was the Steve Niles thing that with that one
Wacker?
artist from Dark Horse that we like.
Yeah, Dave Wechter, right? Oh, is that
Actor,
that was
yeah.
the
Jewish
yeah,
Gollum, the Gollum.
the Gollum one.
Sorry. That
Really?
was
They're doing
good.
that? I didn't know that.
Well, these are things that are optioned, or you
Oh, they're
know,
just options, so who knows if they'll actually ever
knows.
come out?
Some of them are, have a higher probability than others. Chicken Hair. It says it's a Dark Horse Kids book. I haven't heard about that.
I've heard of Chicken Hair.
Cronauts. That's the new Image Mark Millar book. That one has a good chance just because Mark Millar is kind of doing his own like movies thing.
Yeah, that has, well, he needs a track record, so.
Yeah. And he's doing it with low budgets and is pretty successful. The Crow, there's going to be another Crow. That should be interesting. Daymen, which is that vampire thing. I liked it. I just thought it lost a lot of momentum.
I need to read the trade still.
Yeah. Descender, that's the brand new Jeff Lemire one. That's interesting so far, but I haven't read issue two yet. It's out. It's about that little robot boy and the world getting taken over by robots kind of thing. Elephant Men, which I'm really new to, that's in the works. Emily the Strange. That was
Okay.
Dark Horse. I think you talked about that, did
I
you?
don't think I've ever read it, but I know what it looks like an all ages one, I think.
I'm thinking of something else that you talked about then. This is a goth girl. It's right
Yeah.
up Ben Batts' alley. The Foundation. That's a Boom Studio thing. I don't think I read that one.
Sounds familiar. I think I have it. I don't know if I've read it. Let me look it up in my database called Excel.
It's about an organization to stop, to determine to stop Nostradamus's prophecies from coming true.
I don't have any foundation.
Then there's the Harbinger and the Harbinger Wars, which we already talked about. Insurrection. It's like a sci-fi Spartacus, but I don't know who the publisher was
Is
on that.
that Boom?
It doesn't say here. Oh yeah, it is Boom. Insurrection is Boom. So Boom is starting to take off. If you're a speculator, you really should start looking at Boom properties. Jupiter's Legacy, that's Mark Millar. That has a high probability of coming out. The Library, that's Zenoscope. And I remember this vaguely.
Yeah, I read the first one. I think I liked it.
Yeah, it was really good. That's a Zenoscope property. Lock and Key is probably a definite going to happen. And
Wasn't that originally going to be a TV show?
well, it's right now it says it's a TV show or a movie, but it was originally a TV show, and I don't know what how it fell through because it looked like everything was getting ready,
Did they
and then
make a pilot? I thought they made a pilot.
I don't know.
Because I thought like at San Diego they like showed something.
Well, then what happened?
I
Why
think
wouldn't
it's
they release it?
I th I think I don't know, maybe they made a pilot and it just didn't get funded. They didn't get the green light.
The other one is Lore. I haven't heard of that.
Sounds familiar, but don't remember.
The Malignant Man, that's Boom. That was good. I read the
Yeah,
whole
I
thing of
like that
that. That
too.
was good. Mind Management has been optioned. That's my guy, Matt Kent. Miles Per Hour is Mark Millar. He's got a lot of things in the works. Planetoid, that one was good. That was Image.
It's Image.
That was a good one. That Morgan Freeman's production company has optioned that. Polar, That's a Dark Horse published film. I mean, a Dark Horse published book. I haven't heard of that. So this is originally a web comic.
Okay, I have no idea.
Queen and Country, I've heard of that. I've never read it. That's Greg Rucka stuff.
It's pretty popular.
Rochester is Boom Studios. Well, Boom Studios has a lot of stuff. Rust. That sounds familiar, but.
I think it's like Archaea, maybe.
Yeah, I think it was Archaea. Shadow Man's another Valiant thing, but who knows what'll happen based on the Harbinger and Bloodshot announcement if they'll scrap it. Sin City 3, I'd go see it, but Sin City 2 was a really big flop.
The box office.
Yeah, did you ever watch the next one?
I did not see the second one.
That should be on your library queue. That's good.
Yeah, I do need to see that one.
Spawn is getting remade. Starlight, another Mark Millar one. That was the Buck Rogers
Oh
thing.
yeah, I want to read that.
Superior, another Mark Millar book. So invest in Mark Millar. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2 is coming out. The Umbrella Academy. Did you ever read that? I never did.
I read the first trade and I didn't really care for it.
World War Robot. That's Ashley Wood, IDW.
Yeah.
Witches, Scott Snyder, and Zombies vs. Robots. That's IDW, Ashley Wood. So yeah, there's a lot of stuff. I guess the most excited one I'm about is Abattoir because I remember it takes a lot in a comic book to get me scared, and that
That
book
actually scared you.
was terrifying. Yeah.
Yeah, I have a few issues of that, but I need to get my missing issues.
Good
Maybe
luck.
I should jump on those.
Those
They're
are
hard to
low.
get anyway.
That's yeah, they're hard to get because there's just not a lot of them out there. But I don't think they'll go up in price too much because nobody will even know it's a comic. Do you know what I mean? It's like Hercules. They
Sure.
came out with the Hercules movie with The Rock, and that was based on the Radical comic book. But I don't think it made the Radical comic book skyrocket.
Right, no one care about the
Yeah. They care about it when it's like a well-known property. That's when investors care. I don't think they'll care.
Yeah,
Like
they only
Ghost
care if
World,
it
did that
sells
really
them.
affect anything?
The
It
what?
may have. Ghost World.
Those. Well, Ghost World was part of 8-Ball, wasn't it?
I don't remember because I only read the trade way after. Do you know what
Yeah.
I mean?
Yeah. But yeah, no, I don't think the movie affected the price of any of his stuff. His stuff might be worth money just because it's at now older and he's still popular
Yeah.
and people want to read it.
I'd like to see a Zombie Tramp movie made. I like that comic. That is such a fun comic book to read. So, do you want to jump into comics?
We could do that.
All right, what do you got?
I'll start with this one because it actually ties into what we're talking about, sort of. Oh, I wanted to look up how much the Radical Hercules number one is, and you can get it from my comic shop for $1.30.
Yeah, see? There you go.
Movie skyrocketed.
Well, do they have the abattoir there?
Yeah, they do.
How much is that?
Those sell for like $3, $4, something like that.
Okay. Jump on it.
Get it
Jump on
quick.
it. Get it quick.
Yeah, a couple. Yeah, like $3. One of them was $4. They don't have number six. That must have been the lowest print run. Yeah, I gotta fill in
I
my.
should
I gotta get my
reread
missing
that. I
ones.
just remember it scared me.
So
Well,
I
it
read a.
had that old guy, that old
Yeah,
guy
like
that
the
was doing
keeper.
houses, yeah, like rental houses and stuff. And he reminded me of like that poltergeist old man that was in the second one. And it just scared the shit out of me. But go ahead, what did you read?
So was Abbott. Twar like one ongoing story or like individual stories?
No, it's one ongoing.
Oh, I thought it was like in. What was the
No.
other one? What was the one that had individual stories?
I don't know which one you're referring to. Was it another radical
I thought
book?
it was. Like, where it was like a.
Radical had a very distinctive look. Their books were really dark,
They're
and
super.
they were like sci-fi fantasy type.
Yeah, I'm blanking on it now. You talked about it before. Like a theme house or like a.
I thought that's a Zenoscope one.
Oh, yeah, I think you're right. I think it is. What was that called?
I don't remember. We're old men. A year ago, we've been on top of this.
Well, yeah, I think you're right. That was a Zenoscope. Okay, yeah, so I read a book from Dark Horse Comics called Shaper Number One, written by Eric Hesserer, and illustrated by Felipe Mazzafara. And the reason I say it's kind of related to what we're talking about. This was actually written by the guy who wrote The Thing remake and the Nightmare on Elm Street remake. So
Oh.
he's a screenwriter.
Oh,
And this was actually.
we were actually talking about this. This is the guy that's doing Bloodshot.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
He's doing it now or he's going to do it?
He's working on it. Yeah, he's one of the names attached to the property. That's so weird that you're
Oh,
bringing this up.
he's doing the movie?
Yeah.
Ah,
It's so
interesting.
weird that you mentioned this because we just talked about it on the Valiant podcast.
Wow.
And we mentioned The Thing and Nightmare on Elm Street
Did you mention Shaper Number One?
No.
See, you guys
Yeah.
dropping the ball.
We're not on top of things like you.
You're not on top of the game. This is
No.
one I almost didn't get this book, but I decided to at the last minute to keep it on my order. So this was actually a screenplay he wrote and tried and shopped around, but he couldn't get he could, no one wanted it because it's too expensive. Because it's a sci-fi book, so it takes place in this futuristic world with spaceships and monsters and things.
Why did I miss this? This sounds like right up my alley.
I don't know. It's a dark horse, so you should have noticed it. Unless you slip past that section.
It looks cool. I mean, well, I only see the cover for issue one, but number two.
Yeah, and it, yeah, so he decided to, since he couldn't sell it as a movie, he decided to convert it into a comic book to see if he could get any momentum. And I think he originally started out making it a comic, hoping that it would get turned into a movie, but then he says that once he saw the actual comic book, he realized that it was better suited for a comic book than for a movie. And truly, some of the stuff in here, I mean, it would be a really expensive movie if this were a movie. So the premise is it takes place in a future on, I don't know, an unknown planet, I guess, where there's humanoids and other species existing. And it stars this kid who is kind of having trouble in life and trying to find his direction. He's a smart kid, but he's gotten into a lot of trouble. And there's something on this world where, like, in order to get a job after college, you have to be kind of recruited. And he's waiting to be recruited by a company, but no one wants to recruit him. Also going on in this world, kind of the way it starts is there's this group, kind of like this military group run by the government called the Caliphate, who are hunting what they call shapers who are shapeshifters. And they think at this point, the rumor is at this point that all the shapeshifters have been killed, but this group just goes around harassing people and any delinquents and giving them a hard time and killing undesirables in society and saying that they were shapers, but people believe that there are no shapers left anymore. So we learn about this. So they kind of set up the world with these shapers and this military outfit who's chasing, trying to find the shapers. And then there's this kid who's kind of directionless. And then about halfway through, there's a twist where you find out one of the characters in the book was actually a shaper, and the main caliphate, I can't remember the name of the main caliphate, who is like a led Ajax, Tor Ajax, who's like a legendary hunter, comes in and he starts chasing this shaper, and then you find out how it's kind of connected to the main character, the kid. It was really well done, and the art was good as well, so I really enjoyed it, and I'm on board with this one, so I'm curious to see where it goes. I thought it was very well told, a very well told story, so it's good. I recommend it.
Cool. The one I read is an Image number one that just came out. It's called Kaptara. It is by Chip Zdarsky is the writer, who's the artist on Sex Criminals, and he's the artist is Kagan McLeod. And I didn't buy this. I mean, I didn't pre-order this. Because I didn't know if I'd like Chip's
Zarsky.
Zdarsky writing it, but I liked him writing Howard the Duck,
Okay.
which I also didn't plan on buying, but my comic shop guy threw it in my box because I had the Howard the Duck mini from like 2008 on my list, so he thought I'd like it. And I read it and I liked it, and I read the second issue of Howard the Duck and I liked it. So I took a chance on this one off the shelf. Plus, an Image one you can't really go wrong with if you don't like it, because you can easily get your money back usually. That's where your comics are kind of worth it. You know what I mean? Image number ones and some of the rarities because of the low print runs, and they seem to have like a multimedia presence where they think there are good properties to adapt to movies and such. So you could always like buy a number one and then sell it if you don't like it. Should be able to get your money back, unless it's really bad. But this was a sci-fi thing, just like here's a sci-fi. It's a weird opening. It's like a bunch of explorers that go off into space, kind of like Star Trek, and they're in like this asteroid belt, and they have to come up with this way or they're gonna die. It's like a damned if you do, damned if you don't situation. And they get into trouble and they have to leave in escape pods. And one of the guys is gay. It's weird because none of the crew seem to get along very well. Like there's one muscle bound guy who he's real. He'll like flash his opinion around everywhere. The captain of the ship is kind of arrogant. He's kind of like my way or the highway, even though he seems to have logic behind his decisions. There's like a girl that's medical there. She seems like she's got a level headed. But it looks like it focuses on the one gay guy, which he escapes to this one planet, and you don't know. I think one of the guys dies, and the other people you don't even know what happens to it. But he ends up on this weird, weird fantasy-looking planet, and I don't know what the fuck is going on, but I enjoyed it.
How come you don't know what's going on?
Because he ends up on this planet and he wants to stay there, and it's really weird. It's like the characters are just really bizarre. It looks like a fucked up world, a fantasy world, like something in a fairy tale or something, like where there's a king and a
Okay.
bunch of weird. But the creature there's like creatures like they don't all look the same. They look all different. But it was interesting.
Was it too weird to understand, or was it
No, it starts
pretty
off
straightforward?
really straightforward. It starts
Yeah.
like you learn about the characters. Hey Barb, I think the doves are mating. They were doing something, and we have some doves outside,
Nice.
and they like have babies in the fence. It's weird, but
When
I
doves
when
beep.
doves fuck,
Yeah.
isn't that what the Prince song?
It's a beautiful song.
And then there's one winged dove, just like a one winged dove. Stevie Nicks, baby.
So I'm looking at the solicit for Kaptara number 3,
Yeah.
and it says our heroes must slay the famed sensual wizard of the enchanted forest or the unchanted forest.
Yeah, this one's a weird one because I like really liked the first 16 pages, and then it like took a turn for like something that I might not like, but I want to at least try the next one to see to know for sure.
Because it seems like it's taking a fantasy twist, but like weird
Yeah,
fantasy.
this was like straightforward sci-fi up front, you know what I mean? Oh, those aren't doves? I think they're doves.
Those are rats.
Those are rats. Those aren't doves.
I bring you rats.
Those are huge maggots that look like birds.
Are they tiny little doves?
They're bomers.
Little bombers.
There's
The
two
bombers are
bomers
fucking on
fucking on the
the
fence. They're bomber birds and they're fucking. But the art, I think you'd like the art. Did you order this thing?
Yeah, I ordered the first one.
Yeah, I'll be real interested to see what you think because I don't know. You
This
tend to
is
like the
crazy
weird
looking.
you tend to like the weird stuff, so I think you'll like the twist a little bit more than I did.
I like weird stuff, but I like it when it's told well and not told.
Well, it's told well. His
Yeah.
the way he writes and stuff is not like bizarre, like trying to decipher it. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
So
so I probably
I
like it
think you're
then.
gonna like it or you're not gonna like it. I like the characters, but I don't know if any of them are alive except for one of them. You know what I mean? I think they all had distinctive personalities and they were introduced well, and they were in a bad situation and. Was really intriguing to me. And then I just like, what the fuck just happened? You know, where did this escape pod end up on this weird world that looked like a knight's tale or something, you know, but with weird creatures? It wasn't like you ended
Right.
up in the past or anything. It was just weird. And they all talked weird and it was just strange turn of events. I don't think I'm going to add it to my pre-order though. I'm going to roll the dice on this one, and which is weird on a number two because number twos are usually harder to get than number ones, and hope that I get it off the shelf at the comic shop. And if it's there, it's there. If it's not, it's not.
So you want to check it out first?
because of the twist, you know,
Yeah.
I don't. And then you said you read the solicit for number three, and it sounds like it's going in a direction where I don't want to read that.
It looks like it's going the crazy fantasy way.
The art is really nice. I like it. You know, my opinion on art has changed a lot. Like, I think if I was to go back when I was a teenager, I wanted things to look as realistic as possible. Like I wanted them to be like photorealistic and stuff and all like look like exactly like people
Right.
normally
Yeah, I
look.
think when you're a kid, yeah, the closer it
Well,
is to reality, then you think it's like that's perfect art, right? If it looks just
yeah.
like reality.
But now it's like totally changed. It's like I like to see pencils where people draw with their imaginations and they draw rather than take a picture of something and it looks like they
Traced
trace
it.
over it. Yeah. That distracts me more now, whereas if I was to go back 15, 20 years, I would have said, oh God, I love this shit. It looks exactly like Darth Vader. It doesn't look like they took a picture of him and drew over it. But yeah, I like the art in this. I'd recommend it to at least everybody to try it out. Yours sounds a little more interesting to me, though. I miss Shaper. I don't know why, but I
Yeah,
did.
Shaper was more straightforward sci-fi.
Dark Horse has been doing some good stuff. What else you got? You there?
Yes. I was distracting. I was distracted by the online internet.
Oh, what happened?
I was reading something. Actually, I got sucked into a My Comic Shop hole.
Oh, for what?
I was looking up the artist of Keptara, see what else he's done. I think he's a guy. He did the Infinite Kung Fu. I knew I recognized the name.
I didn't read that.
I didn't either.
That was a top shelf
And
book.
he did something with Kill Shakespeare. I don't know if he was the artist or just the covers. I think just the covers.
That one I tried. I don't remember if I tried it digitally or how it worked. And it wasn't
Forsooth.
bad. I think if I liked Shakespeare more, I would have loved it.
Yeah, I think if you like Shakespeare, then it's
Because
fantastic.
Kill Shakespeare is like the fables of Shakespearean characters.
Right.
It's like if you like.
Yeah, if you're into Shakespeare and like comics, then you need to
That's
get
right
it.
up your alley. You need to get it, yeah.
It's doing well, I think.
Kill Shakespeare?
Yeah.
Well, it's doing well enough for them to have multiple.
Yeah. They keep bringing it out.
Yeah.
I'm going to talk about, since we mentioned it before, Professor Phineas Hobbs' Shop of Oddities, number one, by Gayne Allen Darrow Jr. This is a strange book, comic.
Professor, I still can't get the damn name. The name is horrible.
Yeah.
Professor what?
I'll send it
Professor
to you.
Hobbes.
I'll have to send it to you.
Well, let's say it one more time. Professor Hobbes.
Professor Phineas Hobbes.
That's the name I don't know how to spell.
He
Phineas.
spells it Phineas.
Phineas Hobbes and the House of Oddities.
Shop of
And the
Oddities.
Shop of Oddities. Okay,
And
now I got it.
shop is Shoppe.
Shoppy.
Shoppe of
The
Oddities.
Shoppy of Oddities. That's a horrible name.
And right now you can only get it from him at cons, but he said he's going to be putting it online soon, so you'll be able to purchase it online.
And you could go to Geek Brunch and see his style by looking at his commission. Bill's
Yes, you
commission
can do that.
on Facebook, Geek Brunch Podcast.
Just do a search for Geek Brunch Podcast and it'll take you right to it.
Unfortunately, if you search for this guy, you're going to get a very few images because he doesn't have a good internet presence.
He does not have a good internet presence.
But if you like Jeff Darrow's art style, I think you'll like his art style.
It's quite similar in terms of the
Line
amount
work.
of detail, yeah.
Yeah.
It's in that vein. So this is a comic. First off, you won't like this, Mike. I don't think.
Do you think it falls into the realm of like pirate girl fantasy or like, because I didn't like that.
No, it's different than
But
Pirate Girl.
his line work is beautiful. Like, do you know what I mean? The Curse of the Pirate Girl, that guy's like the most detailed artist I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Do you see how many lines that guy uses?
Oh, he's
My
crazy, yeah.
God.
It's just crazy.
Seems like it would take years to do a page. I just.
And
Are
he
you?
draws it small, too.
Yeah, are you getting the new Solicit Pirate Girl book
I
annual
don't
or?
remember if I ordered it or not. Because I liked Pirate Girl, but I liked it more. I liked the first issue, but it kind of went downhill a little bit after that. Like, in terms of the story.
So why do you say I would not like this book?
Because it's very fantasy. And creatures and things. And okay, so I'm gonna So it comes with a comic book and then a big manila envelope. And in the manila envelope, which I'm going to open right now, you will find several things. First, you will find a letter from Professor Phineas Hobbs. Next, you will find an inventory of Phineas Hobbs' shop. So, Phineas Hobbs' shop inventory. You'll find a ticket, and you will find a little card with three words on it. So, the way you read this book is you start by reading the letter, which kind of explains who Phineas Hobbs is and how he came to be. And then at some point in the letter, it will tell you to look in the book, look in the comic book. On the first two pages of the comic book, it's a two-page spread with lots of different items inside. So you're now inside the professor's shop, and it has, let me see here, 12, yeah, 12 different items. And if you look at the inventory will list what each of the items are. So, for example, the first item, number one, I will look and it appears to be. Oh, no, wait, here we go. It's a claw. It looks like a lobster claw. And it's the right claw from Redator, the Lucha Libre claw monster, famous for being 101 to 1. The only. Oh. Famous for being 101 to 1, the only loss being his death at the hands of Ramsay, the chef Lucha
This sounds like a lot of work. No,
It is a lot of work.
those things take me out just because, I mean, there was one, I can't remember, but I was listening to the Comics and History podcast. That's a he's a professor he's a teacher in Canada, and he was talking about one of those books, and I'm pretty sure you read it, but it came with a bunch of books, and you can read them in any order you want. And it was shaped as a box or something like that. I don't remember.
Oh, yeah, building stories.
Yeah, Building Stories. And he really loved it. And it sounds like it's right up your alley.
Yeah, I
But
have building stories. I just haven't delved into it
yeah,
yet.
I just want to sit down and read a book in order. I don't want to have to like put a puzzle together. I do that at work. I don't want to do
Yes,
that.
but this is a fun experience as opposed to work, where it's an arduous experience.
Yeah.
And look, number 12, the Tree of Dior, a civilization that resides in a castle at the top of the tree. Fantastic. There's this elaborate tree with a little castle on top where people are living in it. So then the next page is a gate you have to go, like a door you have to go through, and he explains in the letter what all the items in that are. Then there's some fake ads for things that are being sold by Hobbs. Then there's some text pages, which I know you would love, that talk about some I don't even remember. Oh, there's some stories that he picked up along his travels. So it's really an experience, like of when you read it, you read part of the letter, then you read stuff in the comic. There's beautiful artwork and there's like prose pieces, but it all comes together to kind of form this whole like world that this Professor Hobbs lives in. And he's kind of it's him telling his st the story of his adventures that he's had, and then the last, I don't know, like 5 pages or so are traditional comics. But I really enjoyed it. I thought it was a fun experience of learning about this world and reading these letters. And there's one part where he gets to his library and he explains like all the books. There's like a list of all the books in the library, which is, he's kind of crazy for doing it, because there's probably like 100 different books titles that he made up for this. But I really enjoyed it. I thought it was a fun experience. So I recommend it.
5 pages of comics?
Yeah, like 5 pages of comics.
And the rest is just stuff?
Yeah, drawing, art, and text
Oh.
stories. I told you you would You would hate
Yeah, you know me pretty well by now.
it. It's fantastic. I think Keith Knudsen would love it.
Oh, Keith?
I should have picked up one for Keith.
I don't know. It's hard to predict now.
Yeah. Nah, he'd like it. He likes all that kind of stuff.
Daryl wouldn't like this.
Daryl, no, Daryl would burn it. Or he would poop on it. No, he would poop on it.
So the other book that I read that I didn't pre-order, but I ordered all the subsequent issues, all the other issues. I just didn't order number one, and I had to go to the shop and find it. Is Archie versus Predator?
You did, why didn't you order Archie versus Predator?
I forgot. I've been ordering it number two, number three, and number four. I just
Oh, you
forgot to
just
order
didn't
number one.
realize you'd miss number
It's
one?
just a mistake in the process.
Yeah.
But I really liked it. It was Alex DeCampi that did the art. I mean, did the
Really?
story. It seems to getting a lot of work at Dark Horse lately. Like she's doing something in the anthology, and she's doing something in Grindhouse, and she
She
seemed to
does
be getting a lot
Grindhouse,
of. Yeah, she does all of it, and it's on the second series right now. But the art is, let's see, Fernando Ruiz, and he looks like Archie, classic Archie art. Do you know what I mean? It's not like drawn in the Sabrina style or
okay. Right. Not the dark.
Afterlife with Archie. It's drawn in Archie, and it feels like an Archie book. Like, I read the monthly Archie book from time to time. Like, I don't always subscribe, but there's times where I was like, I want to see what's up with Archie, and I'll get like two issues, and then I drop off, and then I get two more issues, and this felt like an Archie thing, and it was like with Cheryl Blossom, who's that rich girl, and they have spring break, and the Riverdale kids are trying to figure out, well, what are we going to do during spring break? And she starts making fun of them, like, are you going to go to the mall? Or are you going to go to the beach? Or what are you going to be doing? I'll be at the Caribbean. She starts making them feel bad. And if you know Veronica, she's real competitive and she's real rich. But it just so happens that the Jughead is opening a bag of Mr. Chips. And he just randomly picks out this "You Win" sticker, and it's they win a trip to the Caribbean pretty much, and they're at some resort, and they get there, and then it's kind of like hijinks insist, like they ensue. They have the one guy, I can't remember, is his name Dylan? He's the one Archie guy that shows up, that's the geek looking kid. He's supposed to be doing stuff for the yearbook, so he has to figure out who's the most popular, who's the most beautiful, who's gonna succeed, that kind of thing. And he's basing this trip to do it, who's the best dressed? And they get into a competition, and Cheryl Blossom does some stuff with Betty, like she just does it because she wants to fuck with Veronica, like give her the better costume and fuck up Veronica. And it's so weird though, the Archie's like the ugliest fucker here. Like he's just an ugly dude, and he's got like any woman like after him. Like they love him, and he could. They fight over him, like constantly fight over him, and I never understood that.
Because he's the coolest.
And like a moose is crazy. Moose is funny because he reminds me of the Keith Knudsen. So they're having a beauty pageant. They're having a beauty pageant, and they're going, well, who looks better? And they're all putting up like tens for Veronica, and he puts up a five, and he goes, well, I'm like a married man. I'm with Midge or whatever. You know what I mean? He
I
puts
can't
up
go
a
over a
five.
five. I'm a
I
married
can't go
man.
over a five. I'm a married man. I thought that was so funny because I thought of Keith. And then Betty comes out with her new outfit, and everybody is just their jaws drop, and people are putting up like 10.5, 100, and I was like, what the hell just happened? So, and that's when Veronica just breaks down, and while this is happening, a predator is watching, and he's starting to target target people, but he doesn't, they don't have much of the predator in here. It's more of an Archie tale, and he's just getting ready to target somebody, but a big fight breaks out between Veronica and Betty, and she punches Betty and breaks her nose, and they decide to end the trip and go back to Riverdale and spend the rest of the time there, which is a weird thing to do just because of a stupid fight, but
Yeah, it seems like a waste.
the predator is following them to Riverdale. So I liked it. I really did.
Cool. Yeah, I ordered the first one.
It's only four
How could I
issues, so
resist?
you just stay on it. Damn it.
What?
Just buy all four.
What?
Commit.
Why would I do that?
Commit.
You're talking nonsense.
Yeah. So what else you got?
I have a book from Boom Studios by Jimmy Palmiotti and Matt Brady are the writers. Illustrated by Dominique Stanton. It's called The Big Con Job. And this, I don't even remember ordering. I think I just ordered it because it was Palmiotti. So I
Yeah.
figured it was probably pretty good. Did you get this? You probably have it somewhere.
I have it. I have one and two. They've already come out, but I haven't read it yet. But I know the premise of it.
Yeah, so the premise is it starts out very depressingly. It's all about these old, actors who were stars at one point of these sci-fi shows, but now it's whatever 30, 40 years later, and they're in their 50s and 60s, and their only source of income now is appearing at these comic cons, trying to get signing their autograph for $40 a pop, and they're kind of. So it does a good job of showing like what life is like for these celebrities who are past their prime. Occasionally they'll get people coming up to them who are crazy about them and love them and showing up at their panels. But for the most part, people are more interested in the hot new actors and don't care about these old actors. So it's interesting for it's interesting for me and probably for a lot of people like me who have been going to Comic Cons for years, and we know these people, right? We see their tables of these old actors, and we see, I mean, you've seen how small their lines are compared to like, the new Walking Dead actors who have like a mile long line.
Who's hot at the
Yeah,
moment?
whoever's hot at the moment, whether it be Buffy in years back or now Walking Dead is the seems to be the star of the cons. So, it starts out, yeah, so it's about these old actors and they're down on their luck and they're not making a lot of money, and the latest con they just got invited to appear at, they were guaranteed a certain amount of money, but now the promoter's backing out. And it I think there's some stuff in here that that they're basing on real life. I mean, Jimmy has certainly gone to enough cons to know how things work. But he's talking about how there's some statements about how the promoters these days, like the attendance at these cons is higher than ever, and the promoters are making tons of money, but it doesn't really seem to trickle down to the actual talent that's appearing at these cons. Except for the new people, like these old guys aren't getting any money. So it's kind of depressing in that sense. And then near the end, another agent comes up to them and is telling them, you should work for me. And then he says he has this idea, which I don't know, can I spoil the idea? Is that part of the premise of it?
You could spoil it.
But do you know what the pre what do you think? Do you know what the premise is?
Well, it's a con job to go after the money of the Khan, right?
Yeah, so at the end he says he has an idea that he wants to bring them into this con where they're going to steal money from San Diego Comic-Con. So that's kind of how the first issue ends. But it was good. It's depressing, but it's well told. I mean, it's Palmiotti writing, so the writing's really good. And it's interesting from a from my perspective as a con goer to see kind of a little bit of behind the scenes. I mean, given granted this is fictional, but I'm sure he's using a lot of real world experience in this, so it's an interesting take on seeing what life is like for these older actors at these cons.
Did who did the art? Amanda Connor, did she do the cover at least or
Yeah,
something
Amanda
like that?
Connor did the cover.
Yeah, I knew she had something to do with it.
And then, yeah, Dominique Stanton did the
Was
inside
it
art.
good?
Yeah, it was good. It's kind of, I can't really, it's stylized and I can't really
Compare it to
compare
something.
it to someone. I mean, it looks familiar to someone else, but who knows who that person is. So, but yeah, it was good. I liked it.
So I read Convergence Batman and the Outsiders number one, and I've been getting commissions of Batman and the Outsiders, and I absolutely loved it. Because of the characters, like I really like the Outsiders. And the Outsiders, this is pre-crisis, so this is like early stuff, like pre-1987 or it's 1987 when Crisis happened. I think it's somewhere around there.
Yeah, might run there a little later, maybe.
Yeah, it's somewhere around there. So it's like in 86 or 85 or whatever. And they're in the dome as well, and it's really cool to see like Rex and Sapphire, who've always had that relationship where her father, Simon Stagg, is always trying to break up their relationship. Because Metamorpho is a monster and he doesn't want his daughter with him and he wants to use Metamorpho. And when the dome goes up, they the heroes lose their powers. So like Rex is like in paradise because he's like with his woman and he's not all these elements. He's a human being. And him and his wife are absolutely loving it. Black Lightning and Geo-Force, they kind of resort to like helping out the community and stuff. What's weird about them is they still go out in their costumes, but they're powerless. And then Katana, you know, she doesn't have a power. She's got the Soul Sword and all this, but she's a badass fighter. She's just concerned about Halo because she's in the hospital bed. As soon as the dome came up, I think she lost her powers and went into like a coma. So she goes to visit her quite a bit in the hospital. And Batman is just trying to figure out how to get them out of it and how his team is kind of dysfunctional. And then the dome comes up and then they're getting ready to go to battle. And who are they going to go to battle with? They're going to battle OMAC. which I just like I love OMAC. So I was like, man, this is badass. And the art is a guy that I'm not too familiar with, but I was blown away. Like, I would love to get a sketch or something of the Outsiders with this guy. Like, he drew the shit out of this book. And I'll have to get his name because I can never remember it. It's a name I'm not familiar with. Convergence. His name is Carlos de Anda, and it's got like a D, capital D, and then a apostrophe, and then Anda. And Mark Andreyko did the work on it. And man, I just this hit every chord. Like I just loved it. I thought it was amazing.
So have you, I mean, you've liked all of the Convergence stuff, haven't you?
I've
Or
liked
most
all
of
of them,
them?
some more than others, but I'm enjoying the hell out of it. I could see why others might not like it. I know all these time periods. I grew up with
Right.
these times. I never stopped reading. So like all this stuff is like it fits. There's some discrepancies like that would drive you crazy, I think, because there's little things that, if you set rules and the rules are broken, it kind of could break the storytelling technique. And it's while I think the editors are doing a good job of the different time periods, like getting the characters in right, and in some cases they even get the art styles right. Do you know what I mean? They get it, the
Oh, really?
storytelling and art styles, like they're written in 87 or you're reading it in the 90s or you're reading it in the 2000s. Do you know what I mean? Because these events that they're in are like decades apart. So they like nail it. Like the Steel one, the art look, you know, that Louise Simonson did it, Wheezy, and she wrote the original, you know, Steel comic book and
Right.
Man of Steel with the characters, and now she's back. And yeah, it didn't have Bogdovine or whatever his name is, but it had a new artist and it had that style. Like even the panel layouts look like that. So like they're doing a really good job with that. Where I think Convergence will break. It doesn't bother me so much anymore. Things used to bother me about 10 years ago more than they do a lot now. I guess I get older, and I just want to enjoy a comic. I just want to sit down and read it. But where the rules break down, like this is the questions that you had with that movie you just watched with what's her name, Black Widow. But you start getting into the technical aspects of the dome, and that's where the editors break down because in one case, in one time period, Martian Manhunter stays his form because he loses his powers, but he stays his form of a Martian, and the other one he re reverts back to his human alias, and that's an inconsistency. And then the other inconsistency is like technology. In some cases, they'll say like the arm is inactive now because the dome is there because it's a robotic arm. But in other cases, you'll have like Metallo attacking with a bunch of robots, and Blue Beetle's bug is working just fine. So it's like technology's working, but in some cases, they're showing the heroes to be powerless and they can't explain it. Like Cyborg and, you know, stuff. It's just the rules are different, or they appear to be different and then they don't explain it. But that's the only problem I have with the books. Other than that, they're really enjoyable. Did you buy
Cool.
any of them? You stayed away.
Either stayed away or I only got a couple of them. Well, I know I got the Shadow of the Bat one because I subscribed to Batman and that's what they sent this month as the Batman book.
What do you mean you subscribe to Batman?
I subscribed to Batman.
Through DC?
Yeah, through DC.
Oh, so they sent Shadow of the Bat. That's interesting.
Yeah.
That is the one that's Batman though. It's Batman Azrael and Batman. So that was pretty good. I enjoyed that one. What else did you get?
Don't know. I have to look at my. I gotta look at my file system. Beep, 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 beep.
Which is a sketchpad,
Yes, which is Notepad.
notepad.
Now I can look at my. When were those solicited? So it would have been like.
Last month and the month before it.
Let's look at my March.
Because the new.
Convergence. Looks like I got Convergence, Batman, and Robin.
Ah.
I think that's all I'm getting. Convergence, Batman, and Robin. Which I don't remember why. Maybe for the art. Let's see the month before. Convergence, Batman, and Robin. Oh, there are a few that were on my list, but they got pulled at the last second.
That's fine. You probably won't enjoy it as much as I do. You don't have a big DC.
Yeah, I'd probably, I'd, a lot of it would go over my head.
No, I don't think it'd go over your head. The one that might go over your head is the convergence title, the proper one.
Oh, the proper one.
Yeah, but all the other ones, they wouldn't go over your head. It's putting characters that you at least know, right, in a dome and then describing how they have to fight another world to get out. So you'd at least get that. It's a good series to pick and choose what you want to read.
It's nice that you can do that.
Yeah, 'cause they're not tied into the main title too much.
I'll probably get the main title trade from the library when it comes out, just to check
Yeah.
it out. Hopefully the trade will have enough background information to.
So what else did you get?
Don't know if I really have any other comics to talk about. I should mention I read the first two issues of The Empty by Jimmy Robinson, his new book. Have you read that yet? I'm sure you're getting it.
Yeah, I like Jimmy Robinson. I just haven't read it. I've been on the convergence thing right now. In other words, buy all the books and then read them as they
And read
come
them.
out. Like I'm all caught up except for two books right now, Convergence Flash and Convergence Number 3. So I've read everything else.
Cool. So I won't get too into this. But other than to say I'm enjoying it, it's about this world where all the plant life is dying, and the people are having a hard time surviving. And the main hero of this world is this one woman who has these like cool wing slash blades on her arms that she uses for weapons and for tools and for like fl she can like not fly but like glide with them. And the intersection of this world and a world that has that's like a lush garden type world. Somehow they're like in the first issue, the two worlds are connected, and a woman from the beautiful world comes over to the dead world, and she's trying to help them. So it's an interesting kind of I don't know if it's really sci-fi or adventure, I guess. So it's this planet with these strange creatures. And these and this main or these two protagonist women. It's good. Quite
Yeah,
enjoyable.
he's a talented guy, and he's like a do everything himself type guy too.
Yeah. I don't think he does the coloring. I think that's the one thing he doesn't
He
do.
does the art and he does the story.
Yeah. Oh, he did do the coloring on this one.
Totally, total creative control.
Yeah, he did everything in this one.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I get all his stuff, so. And I get that in the single issues.
Good for you. Yeah.
I do that for like creators that I like and want to support, so.
You don't like too many of
Yeah, most of the bastards I don't like, yeah.
them.
And I get several monthly books.
Three.
I don't know how many I get now. I think I'm more than three.
Do you
Probably
st
get upwards of 10.
do you still read Valiant?
I
Or
read
did
it in the trades, but I'm woefully behind.
Okay. That's a damn shame. I just reread Ivar Time Walker for the third time, and
I did not like Ivar number one.
I don't know what's the matter with you. It has all the elements of stuff you like.
Know what it was that I didn't like.
What
It
was
was with
it?
that girl, right?
Yeah, she was the inventing the time thing for that company. Then Ivar comes in and he's like, you can't continue your experimentation. And then he tries to explain it to her and she just goes ape shit and tries to knock him out and run away. And then these Prometheans come down and they're also after her, but they're actually disguised as the lab security, so she thinks everything's copacetic with them. Until one of them starts to burst into flame, and she's like, "What the fuck is going on here?" And then Ivar kind of time warps her into a certain time period. Where interesting enough, and I don't think I noticed this on my first read, maybe I did on the second read, but they actually run into Ivar's brother, Galad, on the ship, on one of the ships, because he's got the three scars across the eye. They have to go through these time things and they have to hit these time arcs. It's kind of like Time Bandits, and maybe that's why I like it so much. Everybody compares it to Doctor Who, but I don't watch Doctor Who and I don't like it. So I'll compare it to Time Bandits, which is a bunch of the smaller people that would have to find these time marks, and they went to like Napoleon days and Greek days and a bunch of other times. I gotta watch that movie again. I miss it.
I saw that in the theater when it came out.
Yeah, so did I. I absolutely did too. It was such a weird movie. It was cool though. I really enjoyed it.
It's popular at the time when it came out. All my friends were going to see it.
Yeah. So I read that one again this morning because I know we're gonna cover it on. We're gonna cover like 2, 3, and 4, or no, number 3 and 4 on the other one. And I wanted to start at the beginning again. So I really like it. I really like
Maybe
the.
I should give it another chance.
And then Unity's been really good. I just want to say the last three issues have been really emotional because they actually focus on individuals. So like you'll have issue 15, which focuses on Ninjak, and you like get to know him as a character before they launched Ninjak number one. So it's almost like a prequel to Ninjak number one, written really well. And then number 16 does Eternal Warrior, and it's absolutely fabulous. And then number 17 focuses on Livewire. So they're like solo stories, just focusing on characterization. And Matt Kent does a wonderful job. Like a couple of them brought tears to my eyes because they were just told so emotionally for me. So when Matt Kent puts words together, they click with me like really well. Like it's fluid. It's like I'm talking on my own brain. It just moves. I don't get distracted or anything.
Talks to you.
Yeah, it talks to me. So yeah, there's been a lot of good stuff coming from Valiant. The other thing I want to mention that was really a pleasant surprise is Convergence Hawkman. And I am a huge Hawkman fan. And to see Tim Truman touch the pencils of Hawkman again,
Nice.
because he did Hawk World, and he did a lot of Hawkman back in the day, which I really loved. That's when there were more like sci-fi Thanagarians. And he's doing Convergence Hawkman, and his pencils are just. There's a couple artists that really hit me that they've kind of like grown out of, I guess, popularity, but I think they're still like freaking amazing, like the best artists on the planet, and that's Mike Grell and Tim Truman. I can't even tell you how much I love their art. It's something that's my stuff. It's like I just love it. There's nothing that they don't, when they touch a pencil, it's like that works with, it's like Kirby for me. It's like it really works for me. But I really like the Hawkmans. I like the way they were written. I like that it was like post Shadow War, which was Tony Isabella wrote that arc. And it was like right after Hawk World, I believe, and it was really well told. And they were happened to be in Gotham, and they're still able to strap on their devices. This is where the technical stuff comes in. And then there's a lot of Thanagarians that are on the planet, kind of like V. Like V had a bunch of people that were lizards that were human. Well, the Thanagarians look human, but there's a bunch of aliens in Gotham, and they were using their own people to build an absorbascon, which is huge, but just to find out how to get out of the dome because it was they didn't even they wanted to go back home. And Hawkman and Hawkgirl come into into play here. I really liked it, and I can't remember if it's a post-apocalyptic world that attacks or if it's the vampire world that attacks. No, that was in Wonder Woman. The vampires attacked, which was the Elseworlds Red Rain storyline. But man, this stuff's really good. It's really good, especially if you're a DC fan. I could see new fans shocked. Like, what the fuck is this?
And I like that they do all the issues now include like back matter that explains some of the stuff.
It kind of will take you to the time period. And the one that I found really interesting was Convergence Green Lantern Corps, because it focused on Guy Gardner, but this is pre-Crisis Guy Gardner. This is before the Bwahaha and all that. And I have his first appearance, and I've read it. Like, I know how Guy Gardner got the ring and how he was going to get the Hal Jordan ring, but the ring chose Hal because of proximity. And then life's changed. And I remember him being in a coma, but I don't remember a lot of it. And this gave you all the backstory of that. And it set the stage for, because at the time, John Stewart was one of the Green Lanterns, and they did have him in this book too. So yeah, it was a really good book. I'm digging all of them. There's not one that I don't do. Even the Adventures of Superman was awesome because it was pre-Crisis. And the one thing I really liked is they were in the bubble, they were powerless, and Dr. Hamilton, who's like the Metropolis doctor or whatever, he developed the technology to send them to the Phantom Zone to see if they can escape the bubble through the Phantom Zone. And one of the cool things I really liked about this is, if you know anything about Crisis on Infinite Earths, two key characters died, and they were like big issues back then. This was like when death really meant death. Prior to that, we lost Barry Allen Flash, and we lost Supergirl. And one of the big covers of Crisis is Superman holding Supergirl's dead body and crying. And one of the things that was I thought was awesome was and heroic is Supergirl like went through this cloud, and she actually saw what her future was going to be. And she just accepted it. Like, she knew she was gonna die, and she's not gonna tell Kal-El anything, but she's just gonna continue with what's going on, knowing that she has to sacrifice herself. And it's it was really well told. And this is prior to like Adventures of Superman, which launched right after Crisis, so it's just right before it. But the artist did a really good job of doing like Jerry Ordway art style, which was he was the artist and writer, I believe, on Adventures of Superman. Just like John Byrne was the Superman writer on Action and Superman. So yeah, it's really cool. Good DC stuff. I love DC though, Bill. Like
You do?
I'm so much more invested into their history. Like, I even bad comics I love because to me it's history.
Right.
Like I'm reading a history of a character or a history of something that happened. So yeah, I'm digging it. I know a lot of people aren't, and other people have other likes and dislikes that I like. Some books that I really love, Daryl like didn't care for the Nightwing Oracle, and I thought it was the best one. That was the best one that I read. That's all I want to talk about on comics. I'm really behind on Marvel right now. And I'm all caught up on Zombie Tramp. I do enjoy reading that. That Zombie Tramp, let me just tell you, it's so you don't have to know anything, and it's just so lighthearted and humorous, and
It's just fun.
it's so fun that it's one of those books I always read at like 3 or 4 a.m. when we're talking about those dreams that wake me up and it feels like I'm not sleeping, and I'll read the comic, I enjoy it, and then I fall asleep. And that's like one that I really like to read in the middle of the night because it doesn't require a lot of like thought to get into the story or anything. You're just there, and I enjoy it. I've been getting some of the alternate covers for that too.
Right. They do have put out a lot of covers.
Yeah, it's like three or four. It's Action Labs slash Danger Zone's most popular title.
People like the sexy.
Yes, they like zombies.
Yep. Sexy ladies and zombies.
So you want to talk TV or movies?
Sure. Need to look up. Okay, here. So I saw the movie called Dear Ah.
I haven't
First
heard
and
of that
it's
movie.
called First and
First and
Ah. No, a movie called Dear Mr. Watterson, which is a documentary about Bill Watterson, who, of course, is the creator of Calvin and Hobbes. I will say I do not recommend this movie, this documentary. It was
Why?
basically the director who appeared to be a kid in his, I don't know, around 30 years old, maybe, talking to a bunch of people, including some comic creators, but not a lot, about their how much people like Calvin and Hobbes and what they got out of it. There really wasn't any insight into Calvin and Hobbes or Bill Watterson as a person.
And that's what you were expecting.
I would have liked to see some of that. Now, I knew I was off to a bad start when I first turned this movie on and heard one of his. So the dude who was doing the movie, the director or whatever, he says something, I'll paraphrase, something along the lines of, Calvin and Hobbes was always his favorite comic growing up, and he read all of it and read it religiously and loved how the art and the words work together to convey these concepts to him. And he said he never really read any comic books or other comic strips. And basically saying that he got so he like Calvin Hobbes was so good and showed him like how much he loved this medium, but then he couldn't pick up a goddamn comic book to read it to see to invest in this investigate this medium any further. So that pissed me off right from the start. It's like if you like something, like if you like this comic and it's interesting to you, wouldn't you like explore other comics? Or other comic strips? Or are you just gonna say, no, I just need this one and I'm not gonna look. He doesn't really like comics, but he's never actually read a comic book.
Yeah.
I just punch him in the face at that point.
Did you finish watching it?
I did, but
Or did you get so frustrated you just said, fuck this?
I watched the whole thing, but I jumped forward a lot. When people were ballyhooing about their theories about Calvin and Hobbes. So if you want to hear a bunch of people talk about what they think of Calvin and Hobbes, there you go. Watch this movie. Because that's all you're going to get from it. The end. If you want to hear about how comic books suck.
That you know how I feel about people that say comic books suck. I just fucking hate that.
People who like comics, but they don't want to read a comic book because.
I find the number one of most of the people that complain don't even read the shit. They don't invest the money into it anyway. They just want to voice their fucking opinion. This fucking drives me nuts.
Especially, I don't get it. Like, if you're so into Calvin and Hobbes and it's so awesome and it teaches you so much and you enjoy how the medium works.
You'd explore.
Yeah, like there's other stuff out there too. I mean, Calvin Hobbes, granted, is at the top of the food chain. But there's other great stuff out there to
Oh
explore.
yeah.
It's like, ah, I'll punch you in the face. I don't read comic books. Why not?
What's
Then
wrong
they'll do
with
a documentary about a comic book guy.
yeah,
A comic book about, they'll do a movie about a cartoon creator
what a
who
jackass.
shunned the medium except for that one thing.
Yeah, that sucks. I watched only one movie, and it was appropriate because I unfriended people this past week on Facebook just because of their negativity. I couldn't take it anymore.
Did you
I
unfriend
just
them or just hide them?
no, I started with unfollow, and I'm like, fuck this. I'm just gonna unfriend them.
You're
They just
done.
pit. I don't want to go. I have other shit to worry about. When I go on the internet, I want to see happy stuff. I want to see like stuff like I can understand complaining about life and your health and things that are legitimate. But I hate when people complain about speculation of what a trailer looks like, or they condemn comics based on a solicit or a cover image. I just can't fucking take it. And so I unfriended. Yeah, I unfriended a couple people, and they probably won't notice anyway, so I don't really give a
Yeah,
fuck.
who cares?
But I couldn't take it anymore, and I didn't even want to put up a false thing. It's like, I don't like what you have to say. You're a hypocrite, and I just don't want to deal with it anymore. It makes me sad. So I went to go see a movie called Unfriended, which was a really ambitious and I think successful horror movie, because it's pretty much about they film it. Do you remember? Do we talk about Modern Family where they filmed it all on Claire's like window? Like
Yeah. Oh, is this?
this is what Unfriended is.
Oh, I remember I saw like a thing about the making of this like long time ago.
Yeah, it was awesome. It all takes place. It's a horror movie based on an action where a girl committed suicide because of what they did to her on Facebook, and it all takes place in one night with six friends, and they're on Skype just like we're on Skype, and somebody else is on the Skype session with them, and they don't know who it is because there's no image there, and they're like, why is it when we call each other up? Who's fucking with us? So they all think behind the scenes that somebody's fucking with them, like who's fucking with them? Who's typing them? And it turns out to be somebody who claims they're this dead person, and it's a mystery, which I don't want to give away stuff because it's one of those movies you have to watch to see what happens. But it's really cool. It all takes place inside of like Facebook and Skype and chatting and just so well done. It's really good. I liked it. And it was really appropriate because I unfriended, so.
Yeah, I wonder what the I'm trying to find the history of this. 'Cause yeah, I remember seeing like a thing of, like about the making of it, or maybe it was a trailer for it or something like years back, and it looks like I don't know when they filmed this, but it looks like it was sitting around for a while before someone picked up the rights to it.
It was really good. It didn't feel like it was lost time, that's for sure.
Still, yeah. Well, I mean, they might have filmed it a couple of years ago. Interesting. Yeah, I want to see. I put a hold on it in my library. Library.
Library.
Library. Cool. Unfriended.
Unfriended. And the cool thing about this is they couldn't unfriend. And the one thing I really liked about it is it's all about manipulation, is they think there's one scene where they all lift their hands and they go like, I'm not fucking typing this. You know what I mean? And there's like live typing there, and they're like, look, I'm not typing it, 'cause they think that they're fucking with each other. Do you know what I mean? When
Right, think
they're
it's one of the
yeah.
others.
And that's what the magic of that movie is. It's pretty insane. It's also sad. because you see a lot of stuff with teenagers and kids today being terrorized through social media.
Yeah.
And that's what makes this movie even more terrifying. There were the me and there was only like eight of us. We went to see the early feature in the whole theater on a Saturday morning, and across from us in the same row was, I would say, some maybe 14-year-olds, and man, they were scared shitless. I mean, they were screaming like motherfuck, like I had just done this on Facebook, and I'm going to be tortured or something, you know?
Yeah.
And they were, I had never
Hit
seen
home.
two girls more terrified in my life. They had their hands over their eyes, like this is like scared shitless. Do you know what I mean? Like they couldn't even keep their eyes open, and they had
Yeah,
their
couldn't even look at the
they were
screen.
peeking through between their fingers.
That's awesome.
I was like, those people must have done something really bad on Facebook because they're feeling a lot of terror that's unusual here. That was
More than they
something
should.
really, really interesting to see. I kept on
They're
poking Barb, and I'm like, look at these girls.
weird.
They're terrified. It has
Yeah,
a pretty good
I don't
score
see
on
that.
Rotten Tomatoes, too, because right now there's kind of like a lull in movies before Avengers comes out, which is this weekend. And Fast and the Furious was like the last really big hit. And we've been looking at the movies every, because we like to go on movies like Saturday early feature, because you get the early price and all that stuff. And we haven't saw anything. I think It Follows was the last movie that we were considering going to see, which is another kind of horror based movie. And then we watched this one, and it was really good. We also look at Rotten Tomatoes, because usually they're not wrong, for at least for us. So like if they're at least a 50% or higher on Rotten Tomatoes, it's pretty likely that me and Barb will really enjoy it. And this one had like a 62%
Yeah.
critic rating. So, yep, that's all I had on movies.
I saw a couple of movies. Nothing too exciting. Well, I did see one. I saw About Time, which, when did that movie come out? I think it came out, well, maybe semi-recently. What was the year? 2014. It's by the writer director of such classics as Four Weddings and a Funeral and Love Actually and something else. But has a it's so it's a like those movies, it's a rom-com, so a romantic comedy. Oh, 2013. Stars a bunch of British people, and Rachel McAdams was the American girl in it. This is it has an interesting concept because it's kind of like a has a it's a romantic comedy with in a sci-fi concept. So the concept is it starts out with this kid, and near the beginning of the movie, his father tells him that he has a secret that he needs to share with him. And that secret is that all the men in their family have the ability to go back in time. And he's like, "What are you talking about? Go back in time?" So he says, "Yeah, you go into a closet, you ball your fists, and think about the time you want to go back to, and then you'll go back to that time." So the dude tries it. The dude's about, when it starts, I think he's like in his like 20s. So he tries it and he ends up going back in time, and then he jumps back to the present. So he now has this ability. So as the movie goes on, he meets this girl and kind of falls for her, and they have a connection, and he gets her phone number, and he wants to hook up with her again. But then, for another reason, in order to help another friend get out of a jam, he has to go back in time to before he met this girl. Or actually, to the same, he has to go back on the same night that he met the girl, where he doesn't actually end up meeting the girl. So that never actually happens in the current timeline, and then he has to go try and find this girl who he only has her first name, and somehow get her to fall for him. So it was really good. It's an enjoyable movie. The time travel stuff isn't done in such a way that it's confusing or, paradoxes or anything like that. It's just used as kind of a device to tell this story. And in the end, I mean, in the end, it's kind of a feel good type movie, which you'd expect, I guess, from it. But it was really good. I really enjoyed it. I recommend it, especially if you like, what's the director's name? Richard Curtis, his stuff. So I enjoyed it. It was good. And I
Never
did
heard of
see.
it. Sounds like the Johnny Depp movie. I thought it was titled the same too or something. I mean, it sounds very different, but the time thing sounds
Yeah. Same concept.
yeah.
I also saw The Imitation Game, which is the movie about Alan Turing, who kind of the father of computers in a sense, starring geek favorite Benedict Cumberbatch and Keira Knightley. Did you see that, Mike?
Which?
The Imitation Game?
No.
Yeah, it's good.
I
It
don't
was quite
watch a
good.
lot of the movies you talk about. Like
That's true.
they're not for first they all sound interesting. It's just that I don't usually when a movie premieres, I guess I go for the more R Rotten Tomatoes score and what's more popular? Do you know what I mean? Is this Imitation Game? I've heard of this though. Is this Academy Award nominated?
Probably was. I don't know if it
What year was this? Just this last year?
Yeah, 2014. It
Yeah, I have heard of this.
was pretty, I think it did pretty well actually. So it's all about Alan Turing created a device, or created basically a computer before there were computers to break the code of the Nazis. So the Nazis had this device that encoded all their messages, and he created this prototype computer device that could decrypt their messages. So there's a huge player in defeating the Nazis.
See,
And then
that sounds really interesting to me because that's a time period that fascinates me. Like I'm into 40s music, I'm into 40s history. I would like to see this.
yeah. And it,
I wonder if it's it, where how did you see it? Is it a library rental again?
yeah, a library. Yeah, I don't know if it's streaming anywhere yet. It's also interesting, like for us, 'cause of the computer side of it too, to see like, the birth of some of these concepts that later became
Yeah, I want to see this
standard
now.
practice. And then the other twist to it is that, Alan Turing was gay, and at this time it was illegal to be gay, so he couldn't like reveal it to anyone.
Yeah, that's a damn shame.
Yeah, so it works on that level too, where it's like,
You know what, though? As much progress as we make forward in terms of that, there's always steps backwards. Like, you just watch the news today and you're like, motherfuck, I can't believe that people would want to like not let people go into their stores and stuff.
Yeah.
It it breaks down the foundation of what America is. And I don't want to get into politics because everybody's gonna fucking send me an email and say, "You fucking idiot."
You don't
But
understand.
I truly believe every American has rights, and I don't believe in the right to the whole thing about the Constitution is equality
Right.
of man.
Yeah, you can
And
not like something, but that doesn't
yeah,
mean you should be able to deny them.
to deny them something, that's not a right. That's racism or whatever you want to call it. I don't like that at all. It's not part of who I am.
Yeah.
And I don't want to get it more into politics, but that's where I come from. I believe I would never try to treat anybody different.
Yeah, I'm the same way. Yeah, it's like there's people who I disagree with their politics or their beliefs or whatever, but if I had a restaurant, I certainly wouldn't not serve them or
Yeah.
whatever.
I mean, there's one thing to be friends with, and but there's, be friends with who you like and whatever, but to treat people differently based on color or sexual preference or religion is insane to me. There's probably some listeners right now like yelling into their iPod, "You like, you motherfucker, I'm not gonna listen to your iPod fucking podcast again." I also don't believe in guns. I really think it's insane, but that's just I just see right now you kind of see like a kid opening up the parents' purse and blowing away the parents. What the fuck is that? I mean, it's just insane. Yeah, that's in the Constitution. You have the right to bear arms. And I guess your children do too. But it's instant.
Just seems to not never lead to good.
Yeah, it never leads to anything good. That's what my point is. I wish there was some such thing as like lightsabers, and at least you have a shot. With the gun, you get shot in the right place, and you're dead. And then you live with that regret or whatever. But this has been. Why did we talk about this? We were talking about 1940s computers. Let's go back.
I'm with you on the 40s music though. They had some great, good music back then.
I am totally into it. I went to a 40s show too, and
Oh yeah, that's right. How was that?
I absolutely loved it. I was like,
Yeah.
I it was pre-war and then during war and post-war, and it was a really good show. I really enjoyed it.
So what, did they show how the music changed
Yeah,
over
well,
time
it was
or?
mostly it wasn't doing an historical thing. It was more like a progression of the music through song and dance. Do you know what I mean? But yeah, it was really good. And I'm like a huge Andrew Sisters fan. Like I'll put it on Pandora at work. Like there's certain music that I really like, but there's certain music that I could put on the background, and I have a it has a relaxing calming effect on me. So like when you're working under thought where you have to think a lot, or stressful conditions where you have to get something done, it's a good music to turn on and listen to. At least for me it is.
Yeah, I can see
Because
that.
I love like punk rock and I love other stuff, and I don't like the music to like concentrate to because it agitates me. It changes my mood, and I really need to be calm and think. So
Yeah,
I
depends
really.
what it is. Some of the hard stuff I can actually zone out to as well.
Yeah, there is some music that, and my music changes. Like I'll get sick of the 40s, and then I'll go into the 80s, and then the 90s,
Yeah,
and then
well,
I went
sometimes it depends, right? Because like
'70s.
you try listening to something, you're like, no, that's not right. That doesn't work. Like depending upon what mood you're in and where you're at, it's like you
Or
gotta find the right
what you're
thing.
doing? Yeah, or what you're doing.
Yeah, what you're
And
working on.
do you work with earbuds in or no?
Yeah.
Okay, so I do most of the time too.
Yeah, I do.
Unless I'm in meetings or I need to hear what's going on, but other than that, I have my earbuds in most of all the time. And I can't listen to podcasts.
No, I don't listen to podcasts when I'm
Because
driving.
I can't multitask like that. Do you know what I mean? It's one thing to listen to music in the background, and it's another thing to listen to a conversation that you want to hear, right? 'Cause about comics or something like
Right.
that.
If you're trying to do both, you're gonna miss one side or the
Yeah.
other. I've been using Amazon Prime Music a lot lately.
Yeah, Barb is using that a lot lately. I still like Pandora better. I like the other selections that
Yeah.
they do. And sometimes Amazon will fuck up, especially in the time periods. You're streaming along and you're like, that isn't no 70s song. What the fuck just happened? And you look at it and it's because it's like on some kind of like classic album of the 70s or some time period, but it's like soft rock and it might go into the 80s or 90s or
Yeah.
what just happened. They have 70s bands on that album, but not all of them are 70s bands. But that movie sounds really good. Is it mostly like a thought provoking movie, or is it got like
it's mo
action or suspense at all, or not really?
it's mostly action. It's mostly, I'd say mostly action, but from the perspective of it's these guys, these really smart guys in a room trying to figure this out. And it's kind of like Alan Turing was trying to create this machine that he thought would work, but no one else thought it would. And he was kind of an off-putting type personality. Like he didn't get along well with others because I think they said he had like Asperger's or something. So he didn't really get know how to interact with other people very well. So he kind of what's the word for it? Kind of so the rest of the scientists that were working with him didn't really like him that much, so he had to kind of win them over at some point. But and they were all trying like before he came up with this machine, they tried to do it all by hand. Like they tried to break the codes and decipher it all by hand. But the problem is the code would change every day, so they had like just that day to try and decipher these things. And all they managed to do was get a few words each day. But they all thought that he was wasting his time creating this machine, so it's kind of a race against time type thing.
Yeah, that's what's fascinating about that time is the innovation and things that happened in such a short amount of period because of the circumstances that were going around the world. Do you know what I mean? You were pressured to do stuff too in a timely manner because you needed it, right? You
Yeah, well, I'm
needed
like doing these codes, it's like
yeah.
this many people are dying each second, you know?
Lives are at stake,
Yeah.
and it's something that you have to think about in the back of your mind is I don't want to punch out yet because somebody could be dying. Do you know what I mean? It's pretty interesting. I really that movie sounds really good. I don't know how that bypassed my when you actually started thinking about saying the title of the movie, I thought it was something else.
Yeah, it's a weird name. The name makes sense in terms of the movie, but it's a strange name for a movie. Was good. I don't think I watched anything else. How about TV? What do you got for TV?
I'm just I watched the first episode of Daredevil and I stopped. I think I already talked about this. I thought it was really good, but I wanted to get caught up in Arrow and Flash before I invested any time in that. And I'm watching Gotham as well. I'm one episode behind in Gotham. Caught up on Flash, caught up on Modern Family, and Arrow, and Arrow's been really good this year, especially towards the end. I think it started off iffy, and then as it's been building towards the
It's a
climax
big showdown.
with Ra's Shagall, it's been really good, like really good. And I like the guy that's playing Ra's. I really do.
Yeah, he does a pretty good job.
When he speaks, like there's a scene, I don't know if you're caught up, but there's a scene with him talking to someone. Are you caught up?
Yeah, I'm caught up.
With him talking to Felicity. And that is a really good speech by him. I really dug it. Like it had like emotion and stuff in it. And I really liked what he had to say. It almost makes it him like one of those guys who's a villain, but he's a tragic villain too. Do you know what I mean? He was born out of tragedy. So, yeah, I dug the last Arrow, and I have no idea where they're going with it because the ending kind of leads you a certain direction that
Yeah.
kind of changes the whole thing about what the show's about, and you just don't know what's going to happen next. And then Flash is also doing really well, getting towards the reveal of
Yeah,
Reverse
they're finally
Flash.
getting to the reveals, so they're
Yeah,
finding out the truth,
and
so.
it's really interesting the way they did it too. Like I don't want to spoil it either, but the way they kind of led you one way, and then you learn that this isn't really that guy,
Oh yeah. That
They
was
did a really good
so
job
cool.
with that. There's still some things I have problems with the show. Like, I wish he would do something. Like, the thing that they did really well in one of the shows I really, really enjoyed, he doesn't anticipate really well. He's kind of naive, and that's fine. But one of the shows that I really like is The Flash is pretty amazing. There was one scene where they're, like, chasing these guys with guns, and there's a car chase. And,
Oh yeah, that was cool.
It's the main detective and the other guy that's dating Iris and Barry, and the car's in front of them, and all of a sudden Barry has one of the guys cuffed in the back of the car, and then he's like, "We're running out of room here," and what he does is he swaps out the detective with one of the guys that was driving that car, and I just thought that like that's awesome. That's like the Flash thinking, you know what I mean? And he's all of a sudden the guy's like, "What the fuck? I'm under arrest and I'm in this car." He doesn't even know what happened. And then the other guy's driving the car. It's so good. But yeah, it's really cool. I like they've actually like I have a lot of the first appearances of these characters, but they've been pulling on like really obscure characters. Like Everyman was a big guy in the Infinity Inc. that wasn't popular. That was launched out of 52. And then they had Death Ray or whatever that guy was, the guy that had the red beams from his eyes. And he came out of All-Star Squadron, which is really old, Roy Thomas in the 80s. And he's really obscure. So they've been like pulling some characters out that have made me think, like when I saw the guy with the eyes, and I like know everybody, like Barb's like, "Who's this guy?" And I'm like, "You know what? I don't know who the fuck he is. Cyclops? I don't know." I was like, I couldn't think of it, and as soon as they mentioned the name, I was like, "Yeah, I remember reading that, but
Recognize
that guy, I didn't read a lot about, that's for sure." But yeah, that sounds like a good movie. And TV, what do you got on TV? Modern Family is still really good.
Yeah, I haven't seen the latest one of that. I don't have much other than what you've talked about already.
The latest one involves the neighbors again, which I really like because it's that one
Oh,
actor,
Steve Zahn.
Steve Zahn. Yeah. I did.
Very good.
I like Steve Zahn, so I'm like a Steve Zahn fan, so I like when he
Yeah,
comes on.
I still have a couple episodes left of the show he did with Christian Slater, I need to finish watching.
Yeah,
That got canceled.
the one I didn't see that show, so I don't even know about it, but the let's see, what else did I watch that I could have sworn was he was in? Oh
He's
man,
good in that Christian Slater show because he plays a crazy, he's like kind of crazy
yeah.
or mentally unstable. Like literally, yeah, mentally unstable character.
Yeah, I want to get caught up on my current shows before I start watching. And I haven't started iZombie yet, and I'm recording
Haven't
that.
either. I haven't started that. I haven't started Daredevil either.
Daredevil, I just watched the first one, and then I want to get through. But at the same time, I have never finished watching the show that you were watching with me, the drug one, Breaking Bad. I still have the last season to finish on that.
Yeah, so do I. I watched the first couple of ones of it, but I haven't. I need to get back and.
And that was a show that like I really loved. Do you know what I mean? I wanted to watch that. So like it's like there's just not enough time in the day.
I know.
And
Get
now the
to the
basketball playoffs are on and I'm kind of watching
game.
that while reading comics at the same time sometimes. And Barb likes sports probably more than I do. We both used to like sports a lot, but because I become such a comic nerd, I'd rather read, you know, while that stuff's on TV. And you know, I could watch it from the side of my eye, but I'd rather read comics.
Yeah, you just have it on in the background.
Like this week's weird because I'm not gonna read a lot of comics and it's pissing me off. I get like anxiety if I don't hit like at least 40 comics a week. I can't explain it. It's like this anxiety I get. Because I'm intaking, it's like opening up a fire hose. I'm intaking more than I can consume, and it bothers me at sometimes. But I like this week I have to actually do maintenance of comics. I hate to say it, but there's a lot of maintenance behind it. I have to put my inventory into the computer, and then I have to sort them. Well, I sort them so I can bag and board them. And then I have to put them in boxes and then merge them. And it's,
That's a lot.
yeah. Well, let me tell you another thing I do. I have to sort and merge comics I haven't even read yet. That's how bad it is. So you have the pile that you have read, which you have to sort, bag, and board. And then I have the ones that I haven't read that I just sort and merge into a box so I can read. So
Okay,
it's
so you
like,
do have the you have them separated.
yes, I do.
Oh, I guess you'd have to.
The one thing I wish I would have done differently, but it's too late now because I would lose track. In other words, there's a point of no return. But when you get like 50 books a week and you're inventorying stuff, I wish I would inventory them immediately and then put them in their associated piles. But the way my system works now is I inventory them when I read them, and that's bad. I'd rather know my inventory up front, especially when I can't find something. Oh God, that's like drives me insane.
Do you ever consider not merging and just like having li boxes labeled and
the merging is so damn important if you want to reread.
yeah, it would
It's
be
just
hard,
so
but.
hard. It's the I don't merge into the biggest. I have like one big assembly of books that I've never merged back into, just because they're not drawer boxes. And
Yeah.
there's a big merge that's coming up shortly with the drawer boxes, and I'm regretting that. I probably need a week off of work just to do it. And man, that. Boxes are heavy. I'm getting older. Do you know what I'm saying?
I had to lug some long boxes yesterday. I almost broke my back.
Yeah, I'm like, what the fuck? I can't do long boxes anymore. So now if you look at the boxes that I get, they're the short boxes.
Yeah, I have Yeah, all my stuff is in short boxes, but then in the basement I have some long boxes and I had to move them.
You do not board them though, do you?
No, I don't board.
You know how heavy halfback boards
Oh
are?
yeah, doubles the
Well, when I order 1,000 halfback boards, I almost get a hernia just lifting it into the house. And then I push it into the house because I can't carry it anymore. Halfbacks are heavy as hell.
Now, what is a halfback exactly?
It's there's the full back, which is like a really, really thick board. Like you couldn't bend. If you put a full back on there, you would have a hard time bending it, the
Yeah.
book at all. The halfback, you have some bend. You can bend it, but it keeps it really flat. And then I use my lights, which don't have the deterioration that polypropylene has.
Right.
And they're clear, like they're like really clear. And I use the
Do they
thicker
fold?
Mylite, because there's the real thin Mylite, which is nice, but they make a lot of noise.
Yeah,
They're
that's like
like
wrapping
they're like
paper.
it's like wrapping paper, and it's annoying. So I buy the next one up
Yeah.
of the Mylites, and I tend to get, and I'm rethinking my bagging and boarding thing too. Because I get the gold silver just because it does the most of the stuff I get is old too. And if I this
Right, it
is
works for
one bag and
both.
board that works for everything.
Right.
And but all the modern comics I'd rather have in the right size if I could get it. So I might get one box of 1,000 of the for the old stuff, and then one box of 1,000 for the new stuff.
Right, and then just get the
People
new
listen to
ones.
this and think I'm a fucking crazy. They probably think you're batshit crazy too, because you just get one issue ones. They probably think
These guys are crazy.
these motherfuckers are crazy.
Oh, I got the first volume of Planetoid. I didn't even know I had that. I need to read that.
I've read that. That's good. It's good. I enjoyed it.
The my you get my lights or
They're called
Mylar.
they're eGerber, eGerber.com. They're Mylites 2s
Yeah, my
is what I
choose.
get.
Now, do those close on the top?
No, you
They're just open.
tape them like you would
Oh,
normally
just
tape them.
normally. Okay.
And then a lot of people ask a lot of strange questions, like to me. Like they'll ask me, like, do you tape on the top or tape on the bottom? And it's like, what difference does it make? But it does make a difference to me, and I'll tell you why, as I tape on the top. And it's because water rises. And I'd rather not have the water rise from the bottom where
Oh,
the
you
tape
mean in
is.
a ba water in a basement rise?
Yeah. I'd rather have it at the top where it's sealed and
So I'd
has a
have to get
little
pretty
more,
deep
has another
to
6 inches or 6 inches to go. Yeah. So yeah, there's a method to my madness. But yeah, if I could rethink, if there were drawer boxes before the long boxes, if drawer boxes were invented early on, and I'm talking about the sturdy drawer boxes. I don't like those fucking BCW drawer boxes.
knockoff
Those ones are piece of shit. And I'll go off. I've broken so many of those fuckers. They are total pieces of shit. But I'm talking about the drawer boxes invented by the guy that's in Denver, who I hear is not an easy guy to deal with. He might be like that guy in the movie that you were talking about. Because a lot of the dealers here won't deal with him because they think he's kind
really?
of nuts. Yeah. But there's one guy here that does deal with him, and he freaks out because I don't go to his shop. But what I go is I empty out my Durango and I fill
Oh,
my whole
you buy
fucking,
his whole
I buy
inventory.
his whole inventory of about 35 boxes, short boxes, and I stuff them in my Durango and I take off and I put them into my storage shed, and I have to do that like every 6 months. That's how much I populate comic books. And he freaks, he's like, God, he's like always trying to tell me, why don't you buy comics here? And
It's like, how many comics are you
Well,
buying?
I'm just fucking like I tell him up front. I said, you can't give me the discount. I already know you can't.
Yeah.
Give me the discount that I get. And he says, well, how do you get comics? And I go, you DCBS service. You go look at it. And you tell me if you can match that. And he knows he can't. He can
Yeah.
do 20, 25%. He can't do 50 to 40. You know what I mean? And DCBS has been bundling shit, which I really like. But it's bad too because you're like, oh, 50% off, just get the whole fucking bundle. By the time you know it, you're getting the whole fucking catalog. Like, what am I gonna do? Like, I even ask myself, what am I gonna do with 40 fucking copies of Archie number one? Like, what's wrong with
Can't
me?
believe you about that
I'm just fucking nuts. I mean, nothing I do makes any sense. I don't know. It makes me happy, so if it makes me happy, I do it.
Yeah. Now going back to drawer boxes, I don't have any drawer boxes because there's nowhere around me that has them, so I'd have to get them shipped, and that's really
Yeah,
expensive.
it's really expensive. But those long boxes that you're talking about, be careful, Bill, because as we get older, let me just tell you what
No, I switched to short boxes long ago.
did I tell you what happened to me when we had a leak in our basement?
Oh, you had to move them
I had
all?
moved them all, and I moved them like a madman. Like I really got like, do you remember in the Incredible Hulk TV show how the whole thing they were studying is like when people get anxious or anxiety, they become super
Yeah,
strong.
super strong. And I'm
That's
sure
what
you're
Bill. That's what
using
Bill
your
thinks
legs.
did. It is like all of a sudden I had this adrenaline of a 20-year-old. Like I don't know where it came from, but it was like I gotta rescue these
I gotta
comics.
save my
I gotta
comics.
save these comics. And I'm talking hundreds of long boxes, Bill. And I just was like, I was like a machine running them up the stairs and just I was like hulking. And then, like 6 months later, I'm like, "Why is my fucking belly button sticking out so much?" And I went to the doctor, and it's like, "You got an umbilical hernia, man. You know what's gonna happen? You could die from that if it cat, you know, if you have a hernia and the wrong insides come on the outside and pinch it." So I'm like, "I better get that fixed." But yeah, I'm a fucking crazy motherfucker.
So now you've switched to short boxes.
But I will say I only buy what my income is up to. Like there's times where income fluctuates based on bills or whatever, and I'll decrease. Do you know what I mean? I use logic. I am an engineer, so I'm not gonna ever spend some outside of my.
You're aware of
I'm very
what your
conscious of
limits
what,
are.
yeah, I'm very very conscious of what my limits are. And I have done accordion things in the past, like for saving for houses and stuff like that. I don't live outside my income. I pay all my debt as it comes in. I don't have credit card debt. So it's like, you know,
Yeah, why not? You're doing what makes you happy, so.
I'm doing what makes me happy.
And you're spending
Things
money on comics as opposed to
would be
other things.
different. I know they would be different if we had kids. They would be a lot different. Because you got to look for their future too.
That's why I have a budget each month.
Yeah. You know what you can spend and what you can't. You got to buy those chains and the the carcasses to throw outside.
Right, you have to.
Like...
This is not cheap.
Yeah, all
You gotta
that.
buy the chain. You gotta buy the thick chains. You can't buy the cheap ones that they can get out
They could get out
of.
of.
Quality is important.
Yeah. All right. Well, this has been Geek Brunch episode. I think we almost went 3 hours, so I'm not sure. Yeah, we got about 3 hours.
A long one. What
Yeah.
episode is it? I'll look it up. Geek. I'm gonna go to Geek Brunch.
Dot
Geek
com. The
Brunch
geekbrunchpodcast.com.
podcast. Podcast.com. Hey! It hasn't come up yet. Hey! There we go. Episode 224.
There we go. We're almost at 225.
Yeah, next
I'm
episode is the
loving
big
it.
225 landmark episode.
Do you think Micah will come back to this, or do you think it's cha he's changed his life?
Yeah, he's long gone.
Yeah, he's like, fuck these comics, and got
He
more
might come back to
stuff
the,
to
talk about manga.
do. Yeah, maybe.
He'll
It'd be
probably come back.
interesting.
American comics. You don't understand. True comics are Japanese comics.
Yeah, and you'll be able to talk with him. I won't be. I'll be like, I don't know what you're talking about. I can't read backwards.
I'll say I only read in, what is it, kanji? Is that the?
I don't have any idea what you're talking about.
I only read in kanji. I don't read the translations. They're so poor, the translations.
Yeah, I'm sure that's true in some
I'm
cases.
sure it is.
I mean, highly true. Where you might even lose enough context to miss some plot points.
Yeah, there was one book that I like called Paradise Kiss, and they brought it out like in the smaller manga book form. I guess like five volumes, and then they reprinted it in an omnibus, and they like retranslated it, and it was like totally different.
Did you like it more or did you like it less with the retranslation?
I liked it more. I
Okay.
didn't go back to the original too much to compare the two, but it was interesting how the things that changed.
Yeah, I guess it depends how well your translators like. There's the literal approach, and then there's the literal and the context approach, the context at which is spoken or meant to be told. And when you literally translate something, you might lose the context. And a lot of you'll see a lot of this, like if you use like the translator features in Facebook or some of those computer programs, you might get the gist of some of the words, but you might not get the flow in the context of what was said.
Yeah, especially hard for business stuff too.
Yeah.
Because I've gotten stuff before where it was in a different language and I try and translate it. It's like, I understand most of this, but not the details of it. So you're gonna have to
Get a translator for me.
you're gonna have to help me out here.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I'm gonna implement the wrong thing.
Yeah. Well, there's always that. I don't know if you ever run across that cartoon about requirements where it just says, develop a swing for me, like one of those swings hanging from a tree. And
Oh yeah, I've seen that, and there's like
the
four
one
different.
the one yeah, the one thing I like about it is some of the implementations. They word the requirement the same way. But there's like eight or nine translations of the way you can implement that thing and still meet the requirement. Do you know what I mean? The way it's worded. I just love that cartoon. And it's so true in some place, some it's always good to talk to the end user if you can. And you can't always do that, but just to make sure the communication is all there. All right, this has been Tech Talk, Politics Talk,
And
and
comic book pr preservation talk.
yeah, Preservation Talk on my life and halfbacks and fullbacks. And I can't imagine what a box of fullbacks would weigh. I don't think I could lift it. I really don't. I could barely lift a box of the halfbacks.
A long box.
But I'm not like a weightlifter either, Bill. Like I don't go to the gym and pump iron, if I get on the elliptical every night, I'm happy. And I haven't been doing that lately too because I'm just getting over this cough. And when I get a cough, it usually lasts for a long time. And before the asthma starts dissipating and then I can start moving again. All right. Well, have a good rest of the Sunday. And,
You too.
oh, contact information at DBM00. And Micah is at do underscore what if you want to ask him a question of if he's coming back or not. And at Mike Myers Brunch and we're on Facebook at Geek Brunch Podcast, where you could actually see the commission that Bill posted. Yeah, you could see what he's talking about. You could see the weird looking ape guy with his balls on the turtle.
His balls resting on the turtle.
Resting on the turtle with the roller skates
and
as
you can zoom
does.
In and see my comic boxes in the background.
I didn't see that. I gotta go back and look at that. I'm gonna go do that real quick. Why are your How does he know what your comic boxes look like?
No, it's like it's a reflection because the art is in plastic, so like it's in a whatever it's called.
Oh, it's the picture reflection.
Yeah, so the picture is, in the picture you can see a reflection of my comic boxes. Proof that I have actual comic boxes.
Oh yeah, that's pretty awesome. I see. Looks like you have some kind of layering, like shelving between them too, or
Yeah, I got them on shelves.
are those long boxes or short?
Short.
Okay. Well, that looks pretty neat. And even this dragon looks like he might have like some kind of ball sack. It looks like it's got like three heads, and then underneath the three heads in his groin area is a ball sack.
Well, he would have a ball sack. Well, if he's a male.
Yeah. They both have nipples, that's for sure. Like our last episode, we talked a lot about in depth on nipples.
That's what I requested. I would like a commission with lots of balls and nipples.
Yeah, the
Awesome.
I can't imagine that conversation. It's like usually an artist says, "Oh, what do you want?" And you're like, "Well, this is kind of what I want." You know, you give and you say, "Just have fun with it, blah blah blah." But can you make sure there's nipples and there's some balls, please? I want to see some dragon balls.
Big fan of Dragon Balls
I'm a real fan of
and
that.
Dragon Nipples.
And I like when my ball sack rests on a turtle. So can you
Can you have a giant ape creature whose balls are resting on the back of a turtle? That's something you can do for me.
can you draw Oh God. So that's geekbrunchpodcast.com. And we've got our Facebook. Check out the ball sacks. Let us know what you think about the ball sacks, and we'll be glad to answer you. And Mike and Bill at comicbooknoise.com, and
It's
Micah is at comicbooknoise.com, but I don't even know if he checks that email. So we'll see you in 2 weeks. Bye
all
bye.
right.
Have a good one,
Bye-bye.
Bill. Bye.
Let me tear down into your heart. Let me take a seat and stay a while. Let me tear down into your heart. I fall in games. Let me steal a glimpse from your eyes. Let me pin it up and stare a while. Let me steal a glimpse from your eyes. I fall in games. Thank you.